Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look, it's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
You MacGyvered it. You did a little MacGyvering of the situation.
Tightened everything, right? You know, with the rubber bands.
Why do you say it like that? Rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
So you're going, rubber bands. It's not rubber bands. Like high school and high school. It's just so hard for me to understand it. Yes. Were you staring at her dowel collection as you were...
I'm going to punch you right in the...
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Featuring Leanna Ray on traffic.
How the f*** did I end up here?
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Yeah. Time to penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We have nothing planned today.
Nope.
Well, nothing.
We have one thing.
What?
I thought we were going to do a little sweet time.
Oh, stuff. No, we will do that.
Okay, that's planned.
Well, that's not.
Well.
That's fun.
Okay.
That's what. No obligation, though, other than fun.
All right. We have one plan for today, and it does not involve sports. That's what we should say.
Okay.
All right.
We usually do yikes. On Monday, we've decided not to do it for a variety of reasons. Teddy's not here today. You and I were feeling lazy.
Well, here's the other reason. You always call it the segment that's not a segment.
Right. And so yet, we could do this.
Every week, we always do it. Like for 3 years, we've done it straight, like every single week. And so it's nice to have 1 week where it's like, hey, you know how it's not a segment? It's not a segment. So today, we might occasionally mention something that's yikes adjacent. But we're not having a dedicated yikes segment today.
No.
I'm sure it'll be back next week.
Or not.
Or not, because we're lazy. Who knows?
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, but I don't want to keep like pulling stuff and not pulling, you know. I think we need to,
I'm ready to pull all of it.
Including your job title?
Yeah, absolutely, buddy.
Just walk out the door. By the way, I saw this before we get going too much on the show, since we have no plan.
Get going on what?
Well, you know.
This is the show.
Tournament, baby. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Ice cream tournament.
We'll get to that.
So I saw on our company website, we have a place where we go to log in every day. And this has probably been there the entirety of the time that I've worked here for this company, but I did not know it.
Is this the merchandise?
Yes.
Thing?
They have a merchandise thing on here.
It's been there the entire time.
Okay. I've never clicked on this. Have you clicked on it?
No.
All right. I'm clicking on it now. There is... Why in God's name would anybody want to buy something that has our company? Not this is not 97.1 the Fan logoed merchandise, which might actually make sense.
Our corporate overlords.
Which have the boring, goofy name that no one cares about. It means nothing.
Yes, it is a company called Tegna.
Right.
The headquarters are in Virginia.
We actually have met the CEO of the company. We've met him a couple times, but that's it. Like no one else.
We're also in the process of being sold.
Or not. Who knows?
Who knows?
We don't know. But anyway,
you can buy a sweatshirt with
Tegna. You can buy a sweatshirt or a polo. I want to see how much the polo is.
How much is a sweatshirt?
Well, let's go back to that. You know what? Let's see. Let's get with just a basic hoodie, a Jersey's New Blend pullover hooded sweatshirt. It says as low as $16.47. That's pretty cheap.
What do you mean as low as?
Well, I think if you put in as
extra charge for fatty.
No, here's what it is. If you want to buy one, it's $21.92. If you want to buy 12 plus of them,
oh, why wouldn't you though?
Yeah, if you want
why
to buy,
would you just buy one?
If you want to buy 144 of them, it's only $17.12.
Oh, beautiful!
And if you want to buy more than 300 of them. It's $16.47 per unit.
So, nice.
Yes.
Put those on eBay.
Yeah.
When they sell the company and they change the name of the company, that's going to be a collector's item.
Uh-huh. Sure thing. All I know is I've worked here this entire time. I had no idea that they were one. Like, this is an option?
Yeah.
Do people buy this stuff that work for us?
No.
Please tell me no one's buying this stuff. And please also tell me if you're a manager in this company, you don't like go on here and say, you know what my people want? I'm going to buy them to all hooded sweatshirts, say Tegna on it. No, please don't. No one wants, just give them the $20 or whatever in a gift card or a paycheck raise or something. Give them something, man. Come on. We don't want the clothes. We don't care.
If you're going to have some sort of corporate store, let's make it worth our while.
Yeah.
How much is a PTO day worth to you?
Ooh, that's good. I'd probably
You can buy one of those with cash.
I'd probably pay some money for that.
Let's say you're out of PTO days. You took them all.
Right.
But Gammy's dead.
Well, that's not a PTO day. That's a grief. You can get...
There's bereavement on top of PTO?
Yes.
Even for like a non-immediate family?
Probably.
Well, does it apply for like great aunt? Like, what's the line, though?
I don't know. All right, let's say it's great aunt Mildred has passed away.
What if your favorite second grade teacher has died, but you're out of PTO days?
Okay, then let's say...
How much is a PTO day worth to you?
It's my favorite teacher?
Favorite teacher. You lost your virginity to this chick.
What?
Now she's dead.
Huh?
She took you.
Is she?
No, you were in eighth grade. You came back to visit.
I see.
Your second grade teacher.
Okay.
And she's like, you've all grown up now. Look at you. Are you shaving and everything?
I thought you meant.
Oh, you're playing basketball for Purdue now.
I thought you were going to say.
I'm sorry about Fairleigh Dickinson.
When you said you lost your virginity to your teacher, I thought, was she like part of Limp Bizkit's crew? And I did not know because that's what was actually on. I had a little Limp Bizkit rolling on the old CD player back. I didn't know what you meant at first. I thought we were listening to
some
music.
How much would you pay for a PTO day to go visit your first time and second grade teacher?
Jeez. I don't know. Now that you put it in that context, like maybe $100.
$100?
Yeah. Maybe $100.
Would that be worth it to Tegna to get $100 back?
Why?
Probably not.
Why would it be?
They can't get someone to come fill your shift for $100.
Why would it be? Yeah, I would hope not. I would hope they wouldn't sell us like, hey, here's some extra time for you. And then it's like amount of money that they would not even notice if you stole it. They wouldn't even care. They'd be like, oh, good. At least someone has some initiative around here. They stole something. Nice. But anyway, if you want to go buy a Tegna Bluetooth speaker that lights up, I'm not joking. A bamboo wireless light up speaker with the word Tegna on it.
Bamboo?
Well, it's bamboo on the top, like the surface, and the bottom half is speaker material, like speaker cover. Anyway, you can't order just one of those. You have to order a minimum of 25 of them, but they're only $13 a piece. When you order 25 of them.
Can't beat that deal.
Oh, there's also a setup fee of $40. So your grand total is $364.75 if you would like a Tegna speaker.
All right, thank you.
Great. I'm glad this is on our company website. What a waste of time.
I know this is not available to the public, so if you'd like to get in touch with us, we'll place orders for you.
Yeah.
For a slight handling fee.
I was going to say at a reasonable markup.
Well, yeah, we're going to handle them.
I'm going to handle it. I'll handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put whatever you want on it, quite honestly.
All right, tournament stuff. Fairleigh Dickinson beats Purdue.
How about that? Well, you know I had to go out there for this game.
I know you did.
Because we had the press pass, so Friday night.
Who's we?
Me.
Okay.
You did not. I asked for one.
I was
going to
say, I wasn't offered.
You did. Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't offered.
It's out there to everybody.
No one offered it to me.
Okay, well, you got to go ask. That's what I should say. You work in the media.
I'm the common man. I don't have to ask for anything.
No, you work in the media. You know that March Madness is coming. If you want to go, then you go over to whoever. You go to Marco.
I shouldn't even need a pass.
Oh, okay.
I walk right over to Nationwide Arena. They're like, hey, fart noise guy, come on in.
You know what? I walked in and got recognized. So you probably would have.
Must be nice.
I would have brought you with me and said, oh, this guy's on my press pass too. Can we let him in? I'm sure the nice lady working at the counter would have said, absolutely.
It was a lady that recognized
you. Oh, yeah. She's a big listener.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the age?
We got
demographic.
People. I don't know.
Well, yes, you do. You don't give me an estimate.
Couldn't have been over 40.
Okay.
Couldn't have been over 40. Like, I'm probably maybe even 35.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not judging
ages. Take her on the desk?
No, what are you talking about? What are you doing? Is this what you do when you walk out? This is why you never go anywhere? Because the second you do, you're like, bah, just hanging out? What's going on with you? I shouldn't have to pay for your sins. The sins of the father should not transfer to the son. I don't need this.
Now I have the image of you wearing only the press pass. Just completely naked. walking in there, be like, "Hey,
is this not what a lanyard is?"
Tebow here.
That's my bad. I always confuse lanyard and scrotum. I'm never sure which one's which. My
They're
bad.
Both dangling.
I always forget which one of those is which. Anyway, so I go in. I go down to the media room.
Yes.
I see the food, which is immediately what I went for.
What'd you get?
I thought I grabbed a turkey melt. It's what I thought the little sign said on the wraps that were there. And of course, I'm out of my element. There's a bunch of actual media people there who are doing the real media thing. I'm just there to kind of observe. So I go in and I'm like, it's like being a freshman in high school. Like I walk in and it's all these other people. And I'm like, oh, there's that guy. Oh, I've seen him before. Oh, I know who that is. And then I'm like, nervous and stupid.
What are you nervous for?
I don't know. Adam Jardy walked up to me and tapped me on the shoulder and about wet myself. I was like, a journalist. I don't know what to do. Like it freaked me out. So anyway, I grabbed what I thought was a turkey melt, walk over, sit down, take one bite, realize the tea was not for turkey. It was for tuna. And so that was gross.
Tuna melt's an odd choice.
And a wrap.
To have available.
It was a wrap, so I didn't even think. I thought, of course it's turkey in a wrap.
Who's ordering the food for this?
I was wondering why there were so many of them sitting there, and that's why.
We need some food for the press.
Yeah.
What should we get? How about some canned fish?
Yeah.
Wrapped up. And then put some cheese on it.
So now I'm already nervous because I'm just around other journalists.
I don't know what you're nervous about.
Because I don't want to screw anybody up. I don't want to mess them up. I don't want to step in the wrong place and get yelled at.
Stop. You do the yelling.
I know.
You're the most accomplished person when you walk in there.
No.
You should say, look at me. I lost 120 pounds.
Stop it.
Look at it.
No. So I go and eat my food, which now, by the way, I've got tuna breath. So I'm just walking around with fish breath. I know it stinks. I'm sorry. But I'm walking around. I eventually get to where I'm going. Met a couple nice people from Experience Columbus. We were talking for a while. So we're watching the game. And I'm watching Fairleigh Dickinson kind of, you know, hang in there with Purdue. And I thought, there's no way they're going to do this. But how awesome is this, right? What if this is the game of the tournament? The one where the 16 seed upsets the one. And then it happened. And it was the weirdest vibe I've ever been in a sports venue, Mike, because imagine being in an office where everyone knows or slowly realizes someone's getting fired. That's what the vibe was all around the arena. Was everyone kind of going, hey, this is not looking good. The Purdue fans were 5-1 in there for Fairleigh Dickinson.
Well,
there's not a lot of Fairleigh Dickinson fans that drove over from New Jersey.
No.
FYI. So everyone in there is like, this is looking a little weird. And then by the end of it, it's what the hell's happening? Like everyone's losing their minds. And then it happens, and they win. And it was just bizarre. It was a bizarre atmosphere, but a really fun time.
All right, more tournament stuff. We have jackets from yesterday, and we are getting going with our ice cream madness today. And Zach Edey joins us.
No, he doesn't.
He's got nothing else to do.
He's got to decide if he's going to keep playing or not.
He's selling autographed pictures of himself
right
now.
Good.
His mom was very upset. Did you see his mom?
No, I didn't run into her.
Yeah, she was there.
Is she also very tall?
She looked like a large woman.
Okay.
I mean, good. I don't think, maybe 4'10 women can have huge children like that. I would assume
not. I don't
know.
I assume she was at least 6 foot is my guess.
I mean, I didn't measure her.
You didn't?
She looked large.
I should have brought my tape measure.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Taking a look at your roads right now, you'll find that earlier accident has cleared from the roadway of North Hamilton Road at East Broad Street. All lanes have reopened in that area. And some stop-and-go delays to watch out for on the west side of I-70 eastbound between Mountain Street and Route 315. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Store. Staples Print Marketing Services help small business print big. Now get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends 4/15. Visit staples.com/printbig for details. This is your sign to try Staples, where your prints are perfect, guaranteed. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. Ice cream coming up shortly. But first, Bone is going to tell you about Valley Ford.
Well, Mike, that's right. You know, I am a big Mustang fan. And if you are too, Valley Ford of Columbus has a month-long Mustang special for you. New 2022 Mustang GTs, Mach 1s, and more. Ready to roll. 0% financing for 60 big months. My EcoBoost Fastback also got the 0% for 60 months. So we did that at Valley Ford of Columbus. They made the transaction easy, got a great deal on our trade-in too. And my wife got a Ford Explorer as well because she really liked the offer that they had. You can also get bonus cash offers on new F-150s, and they have a ton of them in stock. Check them out. West side of town, Hilliard Rome Road and 70. Easy to find, easy to get to, and a great team that cares. That's Valley Ford of Columbus.
Make sure you ask for the I Got Boned at Valley Ford t-shirt.
Hey,
that they
man.
Have there.
I mean, if enough people ask for it, we'll get them made. I'll do whatever I got to do.
Jackets lose 7-2 in Vegas yesterday.
That's right. Keeping the eye on the prize there. That's what we want.
Yeah, I mean, I can deal with 2-1 losses.
Oh, I can deal with this. This is way less drama.
Lars was dealing with a death in the family.
So yeah, that's too bad to hear.
Pascal Vincent was coaching, and for some reason, Patrick Laine was playing center yesterday.
Oh, I think we all know the reason. Pascal
What's
Vincent
the reason?
Said, does he or does he not know the assignment? The assignment is, let's just see what we can do here as far as making sure this is a difficult day for our guys. A good day at the office to possibly get Connor Bedard. I think he said, you know, I've always wanted to experiment with this. No one's ever done it with Patrick Laine.
I think you're giving him too much credit.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to experiment with something that's never been done in a guy's career, why not do it now? Right? What's to lose? The answer is the game, and that's what you want to lose. So if you do, awesome. If it works out and he's a great center out of nowhere, don't worry.
That's not going to happen.
Don't worry, he's not. What was he, like 3-17 on faceoffs?
Well, he's figuring it out.
Well, he doesn't have to figure it out because they should never play him there again.
Tarasov.
Oof. Can he play center next time?
Yuck.
We should maybe center him for the next game. Just see what happens.
Yuck.
Dude.
I don't know what... That's the thing. You can talk about injuries all you want. Next season, it's going to be Elvis, who you've paid.
Yeah.
And, you know, JD and Yarmo, they sing the same tune about Elvis. He will be the guy next season. And it's going to be Tarasov because you can't send him to Cleveland next year.
No, he's the backup.
Going to be the backup on this team. And... You know, Rimmer comes on. Oh, he's fantastic. Let me tell you about Tarasov. I hate goalies, but I love him. So far, poop.
Well, he's had his moments, but sure.
Moments of poop?
Well, no. Earlier in the season, he had moments where he was actually
Hayden.
Making it. He was making a little.
Triple H is a hockey guy.
Hayden knows. Hey. He was making it tough at first, early on.
If you had one word to describe Daniel Tarasov, what would it be?
Fart.
Not quite poop.
Fart.
Not
okay.
quite poop, because Elvis has been poop. He's
okay.
just been fart.
But it's a wet fart.
That's two words, but yes, I'd throw wet in there for the second word for
now,
sure.
Now here's my question. Do we have the next best goaltender
Whoever's
outside
the
of the
second
US?
Best, we have him too.
Like
somewhere in the pipeline.
Because that was the thing with Tarasov, was like he's the best goaltender not in the NHL.
We have the best players who aren't playing in the NHL.
Right. We actually also, I believe we are the first team that has already got the rights to like a player that is in utero, like a player that is a fetus as of now that will eventually grow up and become a hockey player. We will have rights on that guy
mm-hmm.
before any other team. And we will then talk about how our fetus team is so good. You wait 18, 19 years when those guys are all able to play. Just wait. It'll be fantastic.
Actually, I'll take it a step further. In Moose Jaw right now, there's a petri dish they have just on the hockey ice.
Oh.
It's got sperm in it. They're getting it used to the ice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. Before they even implant it.
I thought cold temperatures were bad for the sperm.
No, this is good.
Okay.
Builds
okay.
character.
Actually, that's the other backup plan. If we don't land Connor Bedard, we have people in, is it Regina where he's playing? Right?
Yes, it's Regina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have people in Regina gathering the sweat off of his jerseys and saving it for the DNA so that if the time comes where he is great and we don't end up getting to draft him, then we can clone him and that player will eventually be great.
Yeah.
And
Connor
so
Bedard
we'll be
is
good.
About to birth himself out of Regina.
Oh no, he's not going to know that he's peeing. This is all being done covertly. Come on.
He thinks he's staying in Regina?
No, he knows. No,
and
he
then
knows
one day he's like, oh, bright lights, cold.
No, what is this? I mean, we're getting his sweat covertly. He knows he's getting drafted.
I see.
We're getting the sweat in case he doesn't get drafted by us. It's like, don't worry, guys. Yarmo got his sweat, so we can just make another Connor Bedard.
Well, the Blue Jackets are every single year. That's what they tout. We're the youngest team in the NHL.
Right.
So next year, average age, fetus.
That's what I'm saying. We should have who has the best pre-birth team? That's what I want to know. And the Jackets, we're going to be number one
in that
category.
When there's a line change, you just yank the umbilical cord and the player comes off the ice. Because they're still attached.
It's also how you get a player who it's like, hey, buddy, it's time to go. And he doesn't realize he's just pulling his umbilical cord.
Stay
and he just
flies
in. Yeah.
Yank on the cord. I'm sorry, coach. I can't talk yet.
They've yanked the goaltender, literally, with the umbilical cord. They've pulled him.
I know when to skate off.
They've
we're pulling
pulled him
you
by
off.
His feeding
That's
tube.
Okay.
His baby feeding tube. Yes, there you go. Good times.
Jackets will finish up their road trip in Washington.
Please lose.
Tomorrow night. Don't
Please
worry.
Please lose.
They will.
Are they playing the Kraken? Is that you said Washington?
Washington is what I said. Yeah.
That's not, I'm just making sure it's a West Coast, not D.C.
Capitals.
Oh, they are playing
yes.
in D.C. Okay,
yes.
I haven't looked at the schedule. I don't care. I'm checked out, baby. I've been all March
it's
Madness.
It's a good schedule, man. They were out West.
Yeah.
Then they go to D.C.
Right.
Then they come back here.
Good. Is that how schedules work?
Let's send them to Greenland.
When you said Washington, I thought they were on the West Coast. That's why I was like, oh, they play in Seattle again?
No.
I thought they already did that.
No,
all right.
They did.
Thank you.
All right, should we do the ice cream next?
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter with you?
You keep talking about Connor Bedard.
No, you brought him
DNA
up.
DNA.
I just added
Regina?
Some flavor with the fetuses.
That is one of my favorite bands, by the way.
Flavor
with
the fetuses.
Yeah, they're great. I saw them at Ace of Cups the other day. They
That's
were awesome.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. 64 ice cream flavors. Only one can win. Who will it be? First round matchups coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slowdowns to watch out for on the roads right now. You'll find traffic is beginning to build on the north side of I-71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. Plan on some heavy delays. And more traffic delays on the south side of I-71 northbound between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This traffic report is sponsored by The Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is your destination for tile, natural stone, LVT, and exclusive designer collaborations. And now you can save up to 75% off clearance tiles. Visit tileshop.com or visit your local Columbus Tile Shop showroom today to start your project. Don't wait. These deals won't last. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
The only place this show gambles is the Barstool Sportsbook. You can get it on the app right now on your phone. Start placing your bets. Or you can head to Hollywood Casino Columbus. They have the brand new sportsbook there. It is beautiful. Make a first-time wager on the app. Get up to $1,000 in online bonus cash. Be a new My Choice member and make a first-time wager in the sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Get up to $1,000 in My Cash. And if you happen to find yourself in Lawrenceburg, Indiana,
sure,
or Greektown in Detroit, visiting your friend Leanna Katsopoulos, you can go to the Barstool Sportsbook at those Hollywood casinos as well. Same discounts apply.
Oh, very good.
Yes,
yeah.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, and enjoy the online gambling as I have. You know what I got to tell you? Using the Barstool Sportsbook app, who even needs Vegas, right? Like I've now realized I don't need Vegas. I've never been. And I don't need to go. I got it all on my phone now, so I'm good.
Our gal Paige, who works here in the office, was telling me today that she won $400 on Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, nice.
She was out and about on Friday with some fan staff, and she wanted to place a bet. And she said, look at these odds, Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah.
I think I'll put $20 down. And she said everybody was mocking her.
Of course.
Scotty Vegas was saying, why don't you just throw your money away?
Yeah.
Laughing at her. Mm-hmm. And that only emboldened her to follow through with the bet. She did, put $20 down, won $400.
I wish I would have followed Paige's example, though I didn't know of it, because on Friday morning, I was looking through some of the, you know, some of the different fan staffers. They tweet out various bets that they have, and I saw Bo Bishop had tweeted out some ideas and thoughts he had on things, and he was saying, why not take the points with Fairleigh Dickinson? And I was discussing this with Evil Bald Colin, who is...
He talked you out of it?
One of the co-hosts of Mad About Hoops. Now, again, Uncle Bo was just saying, take the points. It was plus 23, I think, for Fairleigh Dickinson. And Colin had this whole thing about, oh my gosh, how does everybody not realize Fairleigh Dickinson is the shortest team in the tournament and all this? So I'm like, yeah.
Shortest team in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
In like, D1.
Yeah, like average height, short, and we all know who played for Purdue. Was Lurch. He was waiting there, all 7'4" of him. Right. Thank you. You had that one.
That one's live.
That was alive. And so I said, you know, Colin knows what he's talking about. Why would I even risk it with the points? That's silly. I'm not even going to touch that game because Colin's probably smart. He knows what he's talking about. And so then I'm at this game going, yeah, that's right. I could have had plus 23. I could have taken it straight up and won, but I didn't because I listened to Evil Bald Colin. So
now,
that's good.
I understand that, there's an art to all of this. It can't be taught overnight, and experience is necessary, blah, blah, blah. But you saw a bunch of rec league guys running around playing defense with their hair on fire for Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you think they had any special, there's some sort of special inborn skill that it takes to play defense?
No, it takes solid coaching, getting the players to buy into whatever the system is, and then those players just saying, we're not going to be denied when it comes time to play defense.
It's about repetition, it's about consistency, and it's about the expectation that you will do this because this is what we do. Now, imagine if you had Ohio State's athlete,
the far superior specimen. Not the shortest team in the country.
Right. Ohio State's athlete putting forth that type of effort on defense.
Well, you know what we should have all noticed and thought about? Now, I told you last week, I didn't obviously predict Fairleigh Dickinson would be the team, but I said I thought Memphis would get him. Which, by the way, Memphis didn't.
Well, you said somebody would get him.
But
you know what? They did.
I said, I didn't think Purdue was going to make it out of this weekend. I thought they were going to get bounced on Sunday.
And you were right.
Well, but what I mean is, we were looking at Ohio State. When Ohio State, before the wheels fell off this season, remember when Ohio State was like a decent college basketball team early January?
It's been so long ago.
I know. But it was a time where we saw them and thought, this could be a really good team. And then they played Purdue, and what happened? Lost by a point. Remember that game? That was a Buckeye basketball team that was barely buying in on defense, but playing a little bit of defense. Not much. And Purdue barely could handle it. What I'm telling you is, we all should have known with Purdue. And quite honestly, we all should have known with this stupid Big Ten that the Buckeyes even looked somewhat competent at times against anyone in this conference. Should have been a big red flag about what this conference actually is.
Tom Izzo.
Poo.
He's got the magic.
Oh, yeah, he's got
Tom
the magic.
Tom Izzo.
You know what?
Sweet 16 is where he lives. Tom Izzo looks like old man without the beard, Daniel Bryan. For all you wrestling fans out there.
Bryan Danielson.
Whatever his name is now. I'm serious. Go look at him.
Yeah.
And then picture about 30 years on Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson without the beard.
I think you're right. I think that's a very good observation out of you. But I'll just say this. Tom Izzo getting to the Sweet 16. Like, as much as this Big Ten was underperforming, a guy who is at Tom Izzo's status, even if his team is not the best he's ever had, clearly, he should be able to coach his way into a Sweet 16. He's a Hall of Fame, no doubt, one of the best coaches in college basketball history.
And I said it all season long, too, when you asked me, like, well, what other team other than Purdue scares you in this conference? And I said Michigan State. Because if you look at them, they did not play up to their capabilities all season long.
No.
They're better than a 7 seed.
Yeah, that's just, unfortunately, they didn't get it done during that time. Now, though, you just need them to win a few games and suddenly you're a Sweet 16, you know, level player or level team. All I know is this. Tom Izzo, yes. It shouldn't be that he's the only one who can get a team to the Sweet 16 out of this Big Ten.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da. Every single year we do this with food because that's what we like. First year was Appetizer Madness. The next year was it Dessert Madness? Or?
Yeah, we did Dessert Madness last year.
And now it's Ice Cream.
Now it's Ice Cream Madness.
64 flavors.
Next year we're doing Sushi Madness.
I have decided that we're not going to do novelties. No ice cream sandwich, no drumsticks, nothing like that.
That'd be too similar to Sweet Madness last year, right? Dessert Madness.
Yeah, so this is just ice cream flavors. Just picture them in the cone of your choice for all of these.
Do you have to have them in a cone?
You don't have to, but, okay. You know, it should be the same vessel and Vissel and Leslie Visser.
Sure.
It should be the same vessel for every ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
So you compare them properly in your head.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fine.
Now, maybe you've never had this flavor, but it's almost like if someone were coming up to you saying, I have one of each. Which one would you rather have? And then that one moves on to the next round.
That's right. I like that.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
The one seed, vanilla.
Oh, well, we're starting off strong there.
That's up against the 16 seed, everything bagel. This is a flavor at Jenny's.
Mm-mm.
It is cream cheese ice cream with,
okay.
You know, all the crap that goes on the everything bagel mixed into the ice cream.
That's a fine little idea, but no, I'm going to
You know where
take,
I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to take vanilla ice cream in that one.
Vanilla moves on.
Okay.
The eighth seed, French vanilla.
Oh, wow.
Which is more of a custardy vanilla.
Are we going to actually have any real flavors here, or are we just going to
This is the second matchup. This is the vanilla bracket. Let me live.
Coming up next, we've got smoky vanilla.
Like, what? This is the only other vanilla variant in here.
Thank God.
Eighth seed, French vanilla against the nine seed. This was special request by T-Bone. Peach crisp.
Yeah.
I don't know what peach crisp is. Maybe you can explain it to me.
Well, it's a crispy peach with a little bit of crunchies in there, a little bit of like a, it's like a peach cobbler type of idea, except the ice cream is the main part of the cobbler and the peach in the pie crust is less part of it.
Well, as much as I enjoy the French vanilla, you had me at crunchies.
Yeah. So it's a peach crisp for me.
Triple H, you're involved in this, so unless you object, I'm going to advance the nine seed peach crisp.
I like French vanilla, honestly, a lot, but this is a 2 out of 3 situation here. But just so someone sticking up for French vanilla, I do like French vanilla.
I just want to know real quick, do we know what makes it different when it's French vanilla?
Eggs.
Oh, is that it, really?
Yeah.
You're eating eggs and French vanilla?
Well, it's custardy. So eggs, custard
right, okay,
has eggs.
I got you. Yeah. Right. I don't know why that was like throwing me for a second. You're right, of course.
Eggs.
Thank you. No, I don't know why I pictured like a bowl of ice cream, someone cracking an egg on it.
With a beret on.
Stirring it together and be like, here you go. Enjoy. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, they just top it with an egg yolk.
I mean, I wasn't familiar with the rich vanilla fields of France. I don't think they grow it there. I don't know. Maybe they do, but whatever. That's fine.
Well, I mean, they...
You know what I mean.
They import the vanillas from the people that hold in bondage.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of imperialism going on in all the food labeling, of course.
All right, so we have vanilla moving on. We have French vanilla losing a close matchup
to peach crisp.
Peach crisp.
That's a Culver's flavor, by the way, just FYI.
Okay, we can throw out the brand name for people who want to try these things. More matchups coming up.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some slow traffic to watch out for right now. Traffic is beginning to build on the north side of I-71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. Tap those brakes. It's going to be about a 5-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2023. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry. The other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
Ice cream madness continues.
And now, by the way, all I'm going to want is ice cream the rest of the show.
Well, that's the whole point of this.
I know, but I'm just apologizing anyway for the people who are like, wait a second, I didn't want ice cream. What's happening? We're unfortunately going to cause that craving today, probably.
Jose Altuve broke his thumb in Saturday's World Baseball Classic game between Venezuela and Team USA.
What's the other flavor, just so I know? Because I don't know if I'll vote for that one.
Broken thumb?
No, in the ice cream madness. That didn't sound good. Whatever you just said.
Oh, no, that's not
terrible.
That's not a flavor.
Oh, good. Okay.
Edwin Diaz blew out his knee, your guy. So a lot of people saying, is the World Baseball Classic to blame? And the answer is no. Look, we get guys who get hurt in spring training games every single year. Mm-hmm. Now, I can understand being worried about a pitcher perhaps not paying attention to his regular schedule and routine and ramping up trying to play well in this World Baseball Classic, and it ruins your arm for the rest of the season. I get that. But getting hit with a pitch, breaking your thumb, that could happen against some backfield jabron in spring training.
Yeah, I feel like there's always this argument that comes up, though, which is, and I realize this as a fan of, you know, soccer. This happens all the time. You have the World Cup, you have the national team games, and then you have your domestic competitions, right? So you have a guy playing for Manchester United, and then he also is playing for England. And as someone who's watched this happen with the Crew before, where they've sent a guy off to the U.S. or another team, and he comes back and gets hurt, there's a feeling of if the guy got hurt playing for my team, well, then that's what he's expected to do. If he's going off and playing for the national team, while that's a big honor, that is not necessarily something that benefits me directly, especially if it's not my team that I root for, right? So I can understand why baseball fans of teams, right? Mets fans, of course, were frustrated by the fact that their closer is now out for the
frustrated.
Year.
I understand saying that sucks, but these calls to abolish the World Baseball Classic, I think, are a little extreme.
No, I think what's being misplaced there is, again, if Edwin Diaz is pitching in a game. And that one was weird because it was a celebration, right? But he could have just as easily been goofing around at spring training and hurt himself. I mean, for crying out loud, Yoenis Cespedes, remember he was walking along his farm and he stepped in a gopher hole or something and broke his ankle? Whatever it was.
He was hunting for wild boar.
Well, whatever. But he was on his personal property. Like, he was just walking around and stepped in a hole of some kind and hurt his ankle. That you can get injured any number of ways. I think what's getting frustrating for people is, well, wait, but they didn't have to do this. You could have just been playing for my team and maybe that wouldn't have happened. That's not realistic to think, because regardless of if you like the World Baseball Classic or not, there's a lot of guys who value it, who think it's a big honor to play for their team, and they want to do it. And it's not going away anytime soon. To your point, guys get injured in spring training. The only difference is, what was the activity they were doing? If you were doing a baseball-related activity for the team that pays you money, that feels like, oh, then that just is the natural course of things. There's nothing you can do to stop
it. To me, it feels worse because I think it was last spring training where, you know, my stupid left fielder, Eloy Jimenez, is in a spring training game. For some reason, he decides to go up and try and rob a home run.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So he's not a great defender, but he goes up there trying to rob this home run and he tears something in his shoulder trying to do this.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking at the time saying, you're doing this in a spring training game? This is what you're doing? You're going to tear your shoulder doing something like this? At least you can say, if you're a Jose Altuve fan, at least he was competing for a spot in the World Baseball Classic final.
He was doing
something that was meaningful to him.
I know, but I guess what I mean is, if it's 2 weeks into the season and a guy does this against the Pirates, then you go, well, he was playing the game. What can you do? But in reality, it's like, oh, man, you did it against the Pirates. They suck. It doesn't matter. Like, why? This is not one of the big games. It's not the important games. But we don't do that with the actual thing because we say, well, that's 162.
It's part of
your contract. It's what you're required to do. This is technically not required. So then everyone goes, oh, they shouldn't have been there. Well, yeah, but the reality is, if your body is in a position where something could happen to it because maybe you're just, whatever, like you are properly stretched out that day, or a freak accident happens. Freak accidents happen when you're playing any high level competition. So you can have that happen when you're playing the Pirates. We don't feel as bad though when it happens there.
I understand,
even though it's kind of the same thing.
I am not one to say we have to get rid of the entire thing.
No,
just
I don't
because
think
of
so.
This.
No, again, to blame or does it suck? Right? Like, those are two different questions. It really sucks. I don't know if there's any blame to go around.
Ice cream madness.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
All right, we continue on. We already have vanilla and peach crisp moving on. The 5-seed birthday cake.
Yeah.
Is going up against the 12-seed carrot cake.
Ooh,
these, of course, are ice cream flavors.
These are ice cream flavors.
Yes, birthday cake ice cream, carrot cake ice cream. Both are sort of out of the box. My daughter likes the birthday cake ice cream.
I've never had carrot cake ice cream, but that sounds like that would be amazing. I really would want to try that.
You know, the birthday cake, it varies everywhere, but sort of like white cakey chunks in there with, I would assume, rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah,
are
usually there's sprinkles in that.
Carrot cake is going to be more of a spiced flavor if you enjoy those fall flavors.
I really feel like that would pair well. But I can't say I've ever had a carrot cake ice cream. I have had birthday cake ice cream. It's delicious.
I can go either way on this.
I'll go with the birthday cake ice cream just because I've had it.
Triple H, do you have any deep thoughts? Carrot cake ice cream against birthday cake ice cream.
I'm just trying not to overthink it and go with what I'd prefer. Spoonful in front of me, it's birthday cake.
All right. There we go.
All right, birthday cake moves on.
Da, 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 da.
The 4-seed, black raspberry chip.
That is a good one.
This is a Grater's flavor.
That's a very good one.
Up against the 13-seed, mango.
Ooh.
Very refreshing.
Mango's refreshing.
Very refreshing, but I know what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I want the tartness of the black raspberry chip and then those gobs of chocolate in there.
I am, of course, a big fan of anything with the word chip in it. So, yes, black raspberry chip gets it for me.
A couple odd flavors here, but I've had both, and I like both. The 6-seed rum raisin.
Ooh.
Up against the 11-seed cannoli.
I have never had either flavor. What's the cannoli ice cream like?
Well, it tastes like a cannoli.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The filling of a cannoli, but in frozen ice creamy form with some chocolate chips and maybe some pistachios studded in there.
Okay. Boy, they both sound good. I don't know. I'm.
You haven't had rum raisin?
No, I've never had rum raisin, but that also, I think, could be very good as well. I like raisiny things. I know some people don't. I would probably say if you put them both in front of me, I'd go for the rum raisin. That's what I would try.
I've had both of these. I'd go for the cannoli.
Okay. Well, I don't feel too strong on it. I mean, I can be swayed. I've not had either.
When we have close ones like this, we open them up to the people. Please do tweet us at manandbone971. We have the 6-seed rum raisin against the 11-seed cannoli. Mm. We will look to the listeners to see who moves on. More ice cream madness is coming up next. Plus, the NCAA tournament is good for business. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Keep an eye out for an accident blocking the right lane of the north side of I-71 northbound at 5th Avenue. Emergency crews now on scene trying to get things cleaned up. Traffic is bumper to bumper from 670. Please be extra cautious over here. This traffic report is sponsored by eBay Motors. You do anything to keep your vehicle happy, let's make sure it stays running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, the right parts are just a click away. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. It is ice cream madness first round action. When last we left you, the 6-seed rum raisin was in a close battle with the 11-seed cannoli.
Yeah,
Bone, do we have a winner?
I don't think we do. We got to leave that open a little bit longer, maybe through the rest of the segment, because I've got a bunch of people who were all in favor of rum raisin, like Doc L said rum raisin is the choice. Sean. Said rum raisin all day, let's go. Who else had that? There was another one that said, oh, Johnny Gray said, rum raisin because I imagine a special serving of it might actually include real rum. Those are good reasons. Fluharts and Chip Dip both said anything raisin has to suck.
There's
so it's got to be cannoli.
Anti-raisin people.
Yeah, we're getting some anti-raisin stuff going on here, and then we're getting very pro-raisin. So we're split right now. You can tweet us at manandbone971 and let us know. We'll try to get this settled by the end of the segment, but and maybe again, we can move on to some other matchups and come back to this.
You don't have to have had this to be able to judge it.
Just which one assume, would you like?
Assume that someone's coming up to you right now. They have a cone of each. Rum raisin or cannoli. You can only pick one. Which one are you taking?
By the way, since we're here, what is your preferred delivery system for ice cream? Do you like it in a cone the most?
No, I am a raftery guy. I like it in the dish.
See, I'm the same way. I prefer a dish. But here's what I think should be an option. At every place that does ice cream and they offer cones, you should be able to say to the person, now I want the cone, but I don't want to eat it on a cone because that's messy.
That for you.
I want you to take that cone.
Put it in the dish.
I want you to just crumble it in the dish first and then dump the ice cream on top of it. So then I get, as I start eating it, I'm like, this is good ice cream. I'd like a little bit of the cone now. Mm. Well, it's at the bottom and it melts.
That's
it
a good
gets
idea.
All in there.
I've never had it on the bottom.
That's where it should be because that's how it is on the ice cream cone. Not on the top.
You're
you don't start with it.
You're a genius.
You don't eat your ice cream upside down, I would hope.
All right. Rum raisin and cannoli, that's still going on. The 3-seed coffee ice cream.
Coffee ice cream is delicious.
Is up against the 14-seed coconut pineapple.
All right.
Tropical vacation.
It does. It feels like that's, yeah, feels almost like an alcoholic beverage is what that would taste like, even though it's obviously not. It's ice cream. But coffee ice cream is my pick. I love coffee ice cream. Coffee flavoring in that is hard to beat for me. So
now,
that's my
vote. I don't like coffee.
No,
I don't. I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee. However, I do like coffee flavored things. So I do like coffee ice cream.
So you like a cold version that's flavored like coffee with a bunch of cream and sugar?
Yes.
Would you like an iced coffee? Because that's really all that is, other than it's not a solid. It's a liquid that you drink.
Well, I've had iced coffee. I guess if you put 19 pounds of sugar and cream in it, yes, perhaps, if I have that faint coffee taste.
Yes. Have you met iced coffee? That's what a lot of people do. That's it.
No, it's I know, but again, if like I'm going to have that many calories, I'd rather have something else.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So not an iced Americano kind of guy. That's not you. All right. That's fine.
I vote for coffee to move on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And Hayden, where do you stand?
Coffee.
I'm just curious. Okay.
Coffee, yeah.
Okay. Coffee ice cream is a strong, favorite
Let's
there.
Not
all right.
7-seed strawberry cheesecake ice cream. A lot of different companies make
Heavenly.
This. My personal favorite
Heavenly.
Is the Ben & Jerry's with the little graham cracker swirl they
what
have going
great,
on there.
What a great thing.
Delicious.
Yep.
But this is a tough battle now. Now, so far it's been all chalk. But the 10-seed s'mores ice cream.
Ooh.
I mean, that also has graham. It's graham on graham.
Here's the thing. I like typically desserts with chocolate over desserts with fruit in it. Typically. When it comes to ice cream, it's then more of a bit of a mix because I do like a fruit flavored ice cream almost as much as I like a chocolatey ice cream. It's the berries and cream thing that gets me. That combination is really good. So I'm having a tough time with this one.
This is close for me too. I'm inclined to say strawberry cheesecake, but if you get a good s'more with the graham and the marshmallow, that thick chocolate ice cream.
I think I'm going to go the strawberry cheesecake route because
Triple
it does
H.
offer the cheesecake.
You go. Tell me what you think.
I'm a big s'more guy because if I'm getting a dessert, I do want the chocolate in there. And I just think 9 times out of 10 for me, s'mores ice cream is going to clear.
All right, let's open that
All right,
up too.
That's fine.
At
well,
Manandbone 971.
I think we can close the other one because cannoli, clearly the winner now.
It is?
It's taken over.
Cannoli, that's our first upset. The 11-seed cannoli takes out the 6-seed rum raisin.
Yes. All right, so now at Manandbone 971, what we're tweeting about is
strawberry cheesecake
or
s'mores.
Yeah.
All right, the 2-seed butter pecan is up against the 15-seed gingerbread.
Well,
you know where I'm going. Gingerbread can crawl in a hole and die.
You know what's crazy? And I can't believe I'm I just now realized this. I've never had butter pecan ice cream.
You've never had butter pecan?
Never. It's never been a thing that I've had. I've seen it plenty of times, and I've always opted for something else.
But you're a big fan of caramel stuff.
Yeah,
and it has
sort
of those notes to it.
I'm not against anything that's in there. I'm just saying it's never been one that I've said, like pistachio ice cream, I've also never had.
It's also on here.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I've never had, I don't know why. But I would for sure go for butter pecan over
I don't care what you just said. Gingerbread is moving on over my dead body. Okay, butter pecan is the pick.
I figured. That's fine.
All right. Now we have one open. Strawberry cheesecake or s'mores. That takes care of our first region once we figure out that matchup.
All right. Let's get that sorted out.
All right. Tweet us at manandbone971. I was going to say your chance to win fabulous prizes,
a
lie.
No prizes.
The NCAA is good for business. I would like to admit something, and I said it maybe a couple weeks ago, and I'm stupid, and I just want to point out that I know that I'm stupid. When it became clear that Ohio State was not going to make this tournament, I had this sort of, well, who cares about March Madness? My team's not going to be in it. I don't care about this tournament. And I just want to point out I'm stupid because I'm watching this starting Thursday and all weekend long.
Right.
I don't have a dog in this fight. And by the way, I do not gamble often. I know we do the stuff on Barstool. That's not what's keeping me going here. I'm watching this thinking, man, there is nothing better than this. And I don't even necessarily need to have my team in it. Of course, I would like it. I would like my team to be good and advanced and all of that. But just being around all of this, watching it on TV, having my daughter come in the room and she doesn't know what the hell's going on, but she gets into it. There's constantly games on. By the way, my daughter, I've realized, is like a venture capitalist extreme right winger. Because
how is that?
She never wants the underdogs to do anything.
Ah, I see.
Why would I root for them? They look weak. Well, because it's fun if they win. No! One seed!
Maybe if they worked a little harder, they wouldn't be a 16 seed. Is that what she says?
Perhaps.
Right. Okay. That's okay.
I'm just saying, she was rooting for Purdue.
Yeah, well, of course.
The whole house were like, oh, yeah, we want the 16. She's like, no!
Right. Yeah, she's rooting for the number one seed because she figures they've probably pulled themselves up by their bootstraps
she's
a few more times.
She's putting all her money in Swiss bank accounts.
Yeah. She's like, which one of them have health care? That's who I'm voting for. Yes.
But I was dumb for not realizing how wonderful this is, even with Ohio State not in it.
Yeah, you are dumb.
Yes, I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I'm dumb. This is great. Never listen to me again.
No, March Madness rules. It always has. And the fact that we get all these upsets from time to time, or even if you just get one or two that are really great. Yes. Awesome. Love
that. Now, NCAA tournament, good for business. On Saturday night, the NCAA announced a total audience delivery of 9.2 million viewers across their networks for the first round of the tournament on Thursday and Friday, making it the most watched first round in the tournament's history. So all this talk,
impressive.
By the way, of, oh, well, there's not a lot of blue blood representation, and what are we going to do, and does anybody care? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't matter if North Carolina makes the tournament. It doesn't matter if Kansas goes home or if Kentucky is one and done. It doesn't matter.
No.
The event is bigger than those schools.
Can I tell you, too, that what you just said, like, about the blue bloods and maybe some of these premier teams not having their best years, Did you run into anybody over the weekend that doesn't watch college basketball that was suddenly watching college basketball this weekend? Right? That's almost everyone.
Everybody.
I ran into. Almost everyone I ran into is like, oh, did you watch this game? Did you watch that game? People that never talk to me about college basketball are coming up and talking about it. So that clearly, we like brackets. We like tournaments. We like the challenge. We like knowing that on a given night, no matter what happens, someone's going home, and then that team's going to play again in 2 days. But there is a little bit of a side thing that we need to talk about with the NCAA.
What?
Because Thursday, Friday, I know the rating was huge. Thursday, Friday is where it's at. Saturday, Sunday, I got to admit, it was already starting to be just a smidge of a letdown. Because it's only like one or two games on at a time.
I know,
you didn't have four of them going at once.
Be the guy. This is why we need 174 teams in the NCAA tournament.
No, I'm just saying Saturday, Sunday's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
But Thursday,
right, Thursday, Friday
is ridiculously awesome.
Why can't
awesome.
We just acknowledge those are the two best days on the sports calendar?
They are.
Because they are.
I'm with you on that. They are the best 2 days. And you know why they're also great? Because they're at work hours. And so then if you decide to take it off, you feel that bonus of, I'm not at work. I'm watching sports. I'm watching all this craziness happen. I got money on the games, and I took off a couple days, and I didn't have to see my boss at all. That's great. That's awesome.
Now, Triple H is producing the show today. Triple H is a younger guy. Triple H, are you aware that there used to be a day where you only got one game, and it was what CBS wanted to give you?
Oh,
yeah. Well, I assume back in the day, there used
back
to be
in the day, that's
less,
what it was.
Less availability.
There was no true TV crap. All right, you had to CBS pick their game.
Yeah.
All right, and if it was your game, they'd give you your regional game.
Sure.
Like if
yeah.
Ohio State was playing, that's
they'd
what you would
that
see.
In. Yeah.
But you couldn't just flip to all these different networks and catch all the endings of all these games.
Dude,
it's changed everything.
I'm telling you, man, the amount of accessibility we have now. I remember when True TV came online, when we first heard of that, and it was like, what's this True TV crap they're putting this game on? How dare they? Who's going to go over there and watch a game? The answer
is everyone.
Do the Impossible Jokesters guy, or Impractical Jokers, that's their name, Impractical Jokers, do they just get like their pools paid for every year, like in their new vacation house paid for because of people leaving the TV on after the game has ended and their shows are just on for like hours on end?
Right, Ice Cream Madness.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
We need to close this up. We need to close up Strawberry Cheesecake or S'mores Ice Cream, the 7-10 battle.
All right. Do you want that now or do you want to come back? And
do we have enough to make the call now or you want to take a break?
I think we've got enough to make the call, but I'm going to give it, I'll give it to commercial
break. All
right,
break. Let's take the
one
break and then we'll start up our second region. Ice okay. Cream Madness, 64 flavors. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Heavy slowdowns on the north side of I-71 northbound at 5th Avenue. An accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is stop and go in that area. Keep an eye out for the police on scene. You'll also find heavy stop and go delays on the east side of I-70 eastbound at Hamilton Road. A crash blocking the left lane. Traffic is bumper to bumper there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Jeff Martin Auctioneers. Jeff Martin Auctioneers is hosting a public online auction for McMillan Paving and Sealing. Bidding begins closing March 22nd. Featuring paving equipment, skid steers, trucks, trailers, and more. Bid online at Jeff Martin Auctioneers. There we go. That's JeffMartinAuctioneers.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
These two probably should have stayed in their basements. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, Bone.
Yes, man.
Where's the only place that we do our sports gambling?
You know where it is. It's Barstool Sportsbook.
Barstool Sportsbook. Download the app now. Get all sorts of freebies for joining. You can also visit the brand new Barstool Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Do it now. You may see us there.
Mm-hmm.
We know you'll see Scotty Vegas there because his wife has kicked him out and he lives there now. Sleeps on a cot. It's all fun and games till he starts to pleasure himself, but that's all in good fun. When you go to Barstool Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus, must be 21 or older, gambling problem, call 1-800-SCOTTY-STOP touching yourself.
Okay.
Or 1-800-GAMBLER.
So by the way, for what it's worth, there is still some March Madness going on today at the Shot live right now. We're watching it. Of course, you can hear the action if you want to. 1460, the OSU women's team in a round of 32 action, second round action against North Carolina. Sorry, I had to say it like
what's
the Bulls
seed
announcer.
On North Carolina? What is this?
I think there's
Ohio State's a 3 seed.
They're a 6 seed, if I'm not mistaken. They're not bad. It's North Carolina basketball. They're usually pretty good. This year, not the best North Carolina women's team they've ever had, but still a pretty decent squad and definitely could get the Buckeyes if they don't play their best. Buckeyes got out to an 8-0 lead to start. Been a little rough going of late. Very physical game. The whistle's not blowing today so far, it looks like. But Buckeyes are up 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, just about. They are up 13-8. So they're doing all right. Didn't get off to a slow start like they did on Saturday's game against.
Well, they were down double figures.
James
after the
Madison,
first quarter, right?
Wasn't that who it was? James Madison. They played.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they were, and the officiating was god awful in that game. If you didn't see it,
Matt Andrews was calling for an investigation. I'm serious.
Him and Kristen Watt were both on the broadcast. No, they were literally saying, if these officials are allowed to continue to officiate beyond this game in this tournament, then there needs to be an investigation.
He was giving out their phone numbers and home addresses. And
he did the thing where he announced all the officials' names and was like, not good enough. And it's like, he was right. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible officiating.
All right, today's the first day of our ice cream madness. 64 ice cream flavors fighting to the death.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
We had one matchup open, the 7-seed strawberry cheesecake ice cream up against the 10-seed s'mores ice cream. Bone, do we have a winner?
We have an upset. S'mores won.
The 10-seed.
S'mores pulling the upset.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. We move on to our second region. Mm-hmm. The 1-seed chocolate.
Oh, that's okay. Whoever they're going up against lost.
Well, I think, hey, this could be a, you know, we've seen the 16 off the one. We just saw
who's,
it with Fairleigh Dickinson.
Who's our Fairleigh Dickinson you've got here?
Well,
go ahead.
I think you're going to like this one. The 16 seed. And yes, this is a flavor. Pickle.
Nope. We could just, again.
No likey the pickle bone?
No likey the pickle ball.
What if it was Whitney pickle?
Again, I don't know who that is.
I went to high school.
Oh, that's right. You went to
Whitney pickle.
I forgot.
Whitney you and pickle. Her, your kids would have been on fire.
she was ginger.
Super ginger.
Yeah, not, okay.
She's like, what is this, a kid popping out? No, it's just a big ball of flame.
Okay, got it. We could have had, that'd be nice if that would have happened. But
chocolate is the answer.
Chocolate's the answer. We're not doing any pickle
chocolate's
stuff. Get out of
answer.
Here with your pickle ice cream.
All right, the 8th seed, raspberry, is going up against the 9th seed. This was also a suggestion by Bone, lemon crumble.
Mm. Okay, so
I don't know
is,
lemon crumble.
Have you met a lemon bar?
Of course, look at the size of me.
It's that in an ice cream. They just take lemon bar with the graham crackery underside and the lemony custardy stuff, and that's just
decision has been made.
In there.
Lemon crumble, it is.
Yeah, lemon crumble.
I don't care if you guys like raspberry. I like raspberry.
Raspberry's great. It's not lemon crumble. Get out of here.
Number 5 seed cake batter,
also good
because
we had birthday cake,
yeah,
and then you have cake batter, a little bit different.
This is up against a 12 seed caramel apple.
Oh, no.
Now,
don't do this to me.
This is like apple pie.
Yeah.
The caramel apple.
I love caramel apple. Mm. That's so good.
Especially, I say, is it 12-5? 12 over 5 good?
Listen, man. If you have caramel in anything at this point.
That's why I'm shocked you said you'd never had butter pecan.
I didn't know.
It's right up your alley.
I know. I got to go out tonight. Butter pecan is happening. All right. I'm going to introduce the whole family to butter pecan. We're going to make it happen.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I'm at a point in my life where if something has caramel in it, you can chew it up and spit it in my mouth and I'll eat it. That's how much I like caramel. I am a simp for caramel, Mike. That's what I am. I love caramel stuff.
I'm inclined to go caramel apple too, but I feel like I'm not giving cake batter a fair shake.
Cake batter's fine.
Triple H.
Doesn't have caramel in it.
Cake batter or caramel apple?
I already liked birthday cake earlier in my cake ice cream, so I'm going to go with caramel apple.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
The 12 seed beats the 5 seed. Pretty big upset right there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't put caramel at the 12 seed. That's poor seeding by the committee.
Well, I'm just saying caramel had a bad regular season, but they're a scary tournament team.
Yeah, you're right. Don't want to play them. Nobody wants to play caramel right now.
The 4 seed, Moose Tracks.
Oh,
up against the 13 seed, tiramisu ice cream.
Tiramisu is delicious, but
does it have little tiny peanut butter cups in it?
It does not.
It does not.
Moose Tracks is going to advance here. That's pretty simple.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The 6 seed. Now, this is a very popular flavor. Not with me. I've never had it, but with people.
Up with people?
Well, I looked at a lot of lists, Bone.
Okay. What's this flavor?
This was making the top 10 of a lot of lists.
What's the flavor?
I have it here as a 6 seed. Green tea. Or matcha.
Yeah, matcha ice cream is big. You're right.
That is going up against the 11 seed peppermint.
Ooh.
I'll take peppermint.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't like the tea flavored stuff. So.
I do like the matcha. The matcha ice cream is good. But peppermint stick ice cream, for me, is just, that's a wintry blast at all. And that's what you want.
It's freshness.
In a hot summer day, don't you want a little Arctic blast in your mouth?
I do.
That's what Mike says all the time. Give me an Arctic blast right in my mouth all the time.
You like the matcha, Triple H?
I haven't had either of these creams, if you will, so I can't choose one or the other here, but I'm going to trust the Arctic blast.
I was hoping you would say you are a big fan of matcha, so I could call you the matcha man.
Sorry. No, I'm not.
Peppermint moves on.
Mm-hmm.
The 3-seed chocolate chip.
Oh.
This is just vanilla ice
just
cream with
regular
chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
Yes. Up against the 14-seed cinnamon. Now, this is not cinnamon bun, okay?
What?
So there's no chunks in it.
Oh,
it's just cinnamon ice cream.
I don't think I've had cinnamon bun ice cream, but how could it be bad?
Did I tell you the name of my bakery / music cafe?
No, what is it?
So I thought of this weekend. You know, there's always coffee places. Go get a coffee and listen to some acoustic guitar.
Mm.
Why can't we get a pastry and listen to some different type of music? Right? Why does it always have to be like, and then my dog fell down a well. Do, 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 do. So the name of my place is going to be called Cinnabon Jovi, where you can get yourself a delicious pastry.
Right.
And then, are you ready to rock?
Exactly. You get a pastry and you get some 80s hair metal.
Yeah.
I like that idea
a lot.
Would
you go to Cinnabon Jovi?
I would go there in a heartbeat. I feel like you're going to have some trademark issues with the name, but I'm in for
the
concept.
Bon Jovi's not going to care.
No, Cinnabon.
They're going to care?
Yeah, they're going to say, listen, no one's living on a prayer around here, okay? We're a very stable company. We don't feel like we need to be talking about that.
All right, more ice cream coming for your face.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Plus, Nebraska football has a problem. No, I don't want that.
Nebraska football does have a problem.
You know, screw
they're
that. I don't want to talk about that.
That's the problem.
You know what I have instead? Some fast food news for you.
Okay.
We're in a food mood.
We are in a big
food mood. I have some
big
fast food. You're a big Taco Bell fan, Bone. This involves Taco Bell. Just for you. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from the roadway of the north side of I-71 northbound at 5th Avenue. All lanes have reopened, but traffic is still stop and go as it recovers. Plan on some residual delays. This traffic report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The double steak grilled cheese burrito is now at Taco Bell. Two servings of grilled marinated steak and a melty three cheese layer inside, plus grilled bubbly cheese on the outside. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only, while supplies last, contact local stores for prices, hours, and participation, which may vary, tax extra. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hello. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. We are doing Ice Cream Madness. More of that in a second.
We have some people who are mad about the ice cream
brackets.
Oh, we'll get there. Just do what you're going to do, and then we'll come back.
Well, no, now I need to know.
All right.
What's the problem?
Our gal Jen Winters, who you can hear on the weekends here on the Fan.
Jen.
She said this Man and Bone ice cream seating is a hot bunch of BS. Chocolate chip versus cinnamon in the first round. That's Elite Eight territory, my guys. Do better, #GTH. All right. First of all, who's eating cinnamon ice cream anyway? It's got to have something else in it. Cinnamon? That's like one little seasoning. That's nothing. Come on. You got to be better than that. I'm sorry. And then Lewis says, instantly discredited list. Birthday cake, a yes, but not cake batter? What's better, generic white cake from the store with stale sprinkles or yellow cake at home where you eat half of it from the bowl? And apple in ice cream? ? And then a facepalm emoji.
Then you're stupid. Because apple and ice cream is delicious.
It is delicious.
All right, now you can make a case. Fine, cake batter didn't make it. It's all about matchups, too.
It is.
All right?
Yeah. And you know what? I would say to back to Jen Winters, if cinnamon wanted to be not mashed up with chocolate chip, maybe do a little bit better and don't just leave it to the last day of the tourney to get in. Maybe do a little better in the regular season. We pay attention to stuff like that.
Not everything
here
can win. Not everything can be a one seed. Stop complaining.
Yeah, what do you think this is? Like running a 5K where everyone gets a medal? Jeez, come on.
Is that, not everybody's does that mean you want to talk about the race that you ran this weekend?
No,
I'm sorry. That was like a little humble brag. Like, hey, I ran something this weekend.
I didn't run a 5K this weekend.
I'm T-Bone.
I didn't do that. It was a 4-miler. Get it right. That's a whole other mile from a 5K.
So it's just called the 4-miler?
No, it was the Crooked Shillelagh 4-miler because it was at the Crooked Can in Hilliard, and it was on St. Paddy's Day weekend. So, yeah, ran 4 miles. My buddy Sam, first time he'd ever done like a running 5K anything. We got him in under an hour. That was good. I was pacing him. I had a little timer. I was paying attention, trying to get him on the right track. So that was fun. We had a good time. I'll pace you if you want to come out to a 5K,
no, I don't
Mike.
Do it. I don't want to do it.
Triple H, you want to run a 5K with me? You can pace me. I'm sure you'll be much faster than me.
Oh yeah, I'll run with you, Bone. All right, hand in hand, though.
All right, let's. It's perfect. I like that. I've never run hand in hand.
All right, here's some fast food news for you. 4 Mile Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell. You do love Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
They have announced they are bringing back their volcano menu.
I've never had the volcano menu.
Well, it's just Taco Bell, but spicy.
Well, yeah. How could that be bad?
They're bringing it back. When is it? This summer is they'll do it. Volcano burrito, volcano taco, the option to add the beloved lava sauce to any item. And then after you're done, lava sauce will flow out of your cracky. And that's an extra perk.
Hey, man.
I'm for it.
I'm for it, too. What other places have that? You go to Chipotle and get the corn salsa. Guess what? You get to see that again in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Whole
corn. Yeah. Whole corn. Your body doesn't need it. Body's like, I'm glad
and
you ate this.
We don't even chew. I don't even chew corn.
No, I just inhale it. That's right.
All right, volcano menu, for those of you who are so inclined, enjoy the hot lava flowing out of your ace.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Where do we leave off?
Is someone going to ice cream volcano menu Taco Bell? Are they going to like, because everybody's doing that now where it's like, I took this thing, it's not ice cream, and put it in ice cream. And so now we've got like cayenne pepper ice cream. Are we going to do that with volcano menu tacos? Maybe chop those up and put them in the mix or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that.
Volcano. Anywho, where do I leave you? Chocolate chip against cinnamon? And then we declared chocolate chip the winner?
We probably went a little further down the road than that.
No, that was the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
7 seed cotton candy.
Okay. That's fair to my kids. My kids love the cotton candy ice cream.
Up against the number 10 seed red velvet cake ice cream.
You know what I got to say? F them kids.
Well, me too. I don't know what we're talking
about. It's red velvet cake. I mean, I'm not going with the cotton candy.
Chunks of cake pieces?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's always going to be good. Red velvet cake is delicious.
All right. It has been decided. It's done.
That's right.
Where's my sound?
I don't know. What'd you do with it? Sound boy?
Went away.
Mm.
Here it is. I got it
again.
The 2 seed, Rocky Road.
Rocky Road's going to be a tough knockout.
This is
here.
The last matchup in this region, okay?
Okay.
2 seed Rocky Road up against the 15 seed oatmeal cookie ice cream.
Now, I like oatmeal cookies a lot. I have not had oatmeal cookie ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's, I don't know if it's still being made, but they used to have an oatmeal cookie ice cream. It was pretty good.
I'm sure it's delicious. I really like oatmeal cookies, but it's Rocky Road.
Rocky Road is a traditional flavor.
There's no question.
That's why it's a 2 seed. It's a blue blood.
It is. That's right. So there we go. We're through the second, I guess, quadrant here.
We're halfway done.
Do we have any names for these regionals? Like, you know,
no.
Like the women's team right now is in the Seattle regional because the next round is going to be in Seattle. So I don't know. Do we have like the freezer section versus the ice cream truck regional? No, one's in the ice cream truck regional. One's at the Cold Stone regional. I don't know.
Shoppy regional. I was the ice cream shoppy with an E at the end. I always call it the shoppy.
That's pronounced, unlike Drew Timmy, it is just pronounced shop.
I know, but when I was a kid, I'd call it the shoppy.
Yeah.
Could we go to the shoppy?
Sure. Go to the shoppy. Get some shopping done at the shoppy.
All right, shall we do the move on to the other region?
What are we going to do? We have a lot of time.
We have
left.
Nothing to do.
Right.
The number 1 seed. Strawberry.
Strawberry's good. I just had some over the weekend, actually, because I had one of my kids did not want to eat their strawberry ice cream. We had a cup of it. We went to a place, we got some ice cream, everyone was eating, and then just one of them decided not really feeling the ice cream today.
All right.
So I got to eat strawberry.
I would have loved that kid in the parking lot.
No.
All right, we already had strawberry cheesecake. This is not strawberry cheesecake. This is just old-fashioned strawberry.
Delicious.
Maybe some strawberry bits
yes,
in there?
That's the one I had this weekend. Yeah. Had some bits in it. It was good.
Up against the 16 avocado.
Get out of here, Tom Brady, with your stupid avocado ice cream.
I'm with you,
homie. Who wants that?
I don't know.
You know what it leads to? Divorce. That's what that leads to. A road to ruin. And 7 Super Bowl rings, but then also divorce from a supermodel. So you take
your
pick.
Strawberry moves on.
Yeah.
The 8th seed, pralines and cream.
Now, what is that? What are pralines?
Well, a praline is like a candied pecan.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've heard of them.
This is a Baskin-Robbins special flavor. Pralines and cream. Up against this is the all-nut matchup
all
here.
All nuts, yeah.
The 9 seed, turtle.
Turtle's good.
Of course
that's
turtle's good.
That's got the pecans and the chocolate.
It has the nuts, but the turtle also has the chocolate.
Mm.
So I'm inclined to go with the turtle.
I'm a big fan of just turtle candies for what it's worth, too. But this is the ice cream version of that, and I'm going to go with the turtle.
All right, I agree with you.
Turtle power.
5 seed maple.
Maple's good.
Maple is good.
If you haven't had a maple ice cream.
I think these are two underrated ice creams right here, because maple's the 5 seed going up against the 12 seed hazelnut.
Oh,
or
man.
Like a Nutella chocolate thing.
That's incredible. What a difficult call that's going
to
be.
I think we need to open this one up.
Yeah, we do. And Triple H, you can certainly weigh in. How do you feel about either of those options? Have you had a maple or a hazelnut ice cream?
I can't say. I don't think I've had either. So if you had to hand me both of them right now, I'd probably go maple.
Good.
Just because I feel like that one has staying power.
It does. It's delicious. I mean, it truly and honestly, maple syrup flavoring, that whole idea is just good in an ice cream. It's
a
solid combination.
Maple is the 5 seed. Hazelnut is the 12 seed. At Manandbone 971 on Twitter, you get to pick the winner.
Pick.
Bone.
Yes.
Bone.
Yes.
Should we do the Nebraska thing coming up? We don't care about that.
What is the problem with Nebraska? Nebraska?
Their running back, whose name I forgot, is stupid.
So. Okay. Well,
he's suspended for the spring because he's not making the grades. What's his name?
Who knows? I don't care.
Hold on. Anthony Grant. Anthony Grant has been suspended from the team because he's stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
I just paid off on that tease.
All right. Well, now you can't sue us, FCC. We did it. We said what we were going to do.
I have some NFL news for you.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Great.
And we'll give away a Tegna sweatshirt.
Listen, whatever you're saying, all I'm waiting for is when that's over till we can get back to ice cream. That's really what I'm focused on.
Well, we'll
today.
Get back to that too.
Okay, good.
At Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some heavy stop-and-go traffic to watch out for. Route 315 northbound between Mason and Highway View Drive. There is an accident in that area. Expect some lane closures as they work to get these things cleaned up. About a 10 to 15-minute backup is expected. This traffic report is sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's MVP's bonus days are back for pros. Right now, pros can shop savings on top brands, and Lowe's MVP's can earn bonus points on brands like DeWalt, Metabo, HPT, and more. Start saving today. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bone's analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
All right. Here's some NFL tidbits for you. Former Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen is signing with the Panthers on a 3-year deal. So DJ Moore goes away. They trade him to Chicago. They bring in Adam Thielen. to help out whoever they drafted quarterback.
Yeah, which we know they're going to draft a quarterback. It would be shocking if they didn't.
The Dolphins officially exercised Tua's fifth-year option. This was not a surprise by any means. It's just we continue to have debates about what type of player he's going to be. And I think we've determined that he's pretty good when he's healthy, but you'd have to be naive not to have a big question mark next to his health. This guy is often concussed, and this isn't one of those, we'll just repair the knee and let's move on situations. You have to wonder what type of long-term ramifications you're going to have for Tua.
No, I feel like in some ways, and again, I'm probably reading into this a little too much, but if I'm the Dolphins and I have a player like that who has showed that he's a good player, but unfortunately has an injury history that may, you know, impact him the rest of his career, whatever they're saying right now, I've seen some things like, oh, you know, he'll be fine once, you know, he gets out of the season and all that, whatever. Everything you've ever heard from neuroscience experts, everybody who's ever looked into the subject says, once you have a couple of concussions, it's likely you're going to get more and more of them. I almost read this as the Dolphins saying, whatever's going to happen in your career, job well done. Thank you for all you've done. Here we're throwing the extra year in because we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but let's do right by you, even though, you know, we don't know if you're going to be able to play after, you know, a couple more years. Who knows? Maybe not, but I think that's a good move by them either way. You certainly want him if he is healthy, and if he's not, you're doing right by him to say, we know it's not your fault. Here you go. Here's some money, and we're going to have to move on if you can't play because you're injured.
Buckeye women playing right now with the shot. This is the second round of their tournament. They're up 33-26 on the sixth seed, North Carolina. You can catch that game on 1460 ESPN if you choose.
By the way, thanks to the NCAA for putting this one at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All I wanted to do was go watch this team play today, and I knew as soon as I saw the schedule come out,
I could have taken a day off.
I'm not going to take
the day off.
I could
have been here with my guy Triple H just talking about ice cream.
I'm not going to do that without notice. It would have. We didn't know the time until yesterday. I'm not going to call everybody on the weekend and say, hey, find someone for me. I got to, you know, go watch a women's basketball game. But I was hoping this would be an evening game, like a 7 o'clock tee-up, so we could have got over there. But either way, women right now still up 5 with about a minute and change to go in the first half. So let's hope they can get a solid end to this first half.
OSU women's hockey upset by Wisconsin over the weekend, so they do not win back-to-back national championships. Wisconsin wins.
That was a tough game for them. Lost, what, 1-0, I believe?
Yeah, 1-0.
But, yeah, just couldn't find a goal.
Good season.
Well, okay, let's put it in...
Nadine.
Let's put it in perspective. Coach Muzz has, in the last 2 years, had this team in the championship game, and they won one, lost one. So next year, I guess, we'll find out if she's a good coach or not, if she can win a second one. Because if they lose the championship, third year in a row in the championship, but they lose two in a row, then I guess we got to fire her. No.
Fire.
Of course, we're kidding. Great job by the women's hockey team, even though you didn't get the job done in this game. Still a fantastic season. And I'm sure, knowing this, like that team is going to be eaten up by the fact they were a goal away from winning it all yet again. High expectations over there, and I approve of that.
Ice cream madness.
Da, 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 da.
64 ice cream flavors fighting it to the death. There can only be one winner, even if you've never had these flavors before. Just picture someone coming up to you with a cone of each. Which one do you want to eat? When we last left you, it was a tough matchup between the 5-seed maple and the 12-seed hazelnut. Bone, do we have a winner?
Yeah, we're going with maple here. It was close all throughout the commercial break, but a few more votes have come in for maple, and that's getting it done hazelnut.
Da, 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 da. All right, next up, 4-seed. It's going to be a tough matchup, 4-13 matchup. 4-seed salted caramel.
Oh, you know how I feel about caramel.
I know.
Love a good caramel.
This next one, I think, is a dark horse. 13-seed white chocolate raspberry.
Wow. Why? Why?
Why what?
Why does this have to be the matchup? I hate this.
White chocolate raspberries from a smaller conference. They had a very good regular season.
Yeah, they're tough. Tough out.
That's why they're in as a 13, but they can score some points on you.
They can. They play good defense, shoot some threes. I will tell you this, though. Salted caramel for me is going to get the W. On my... If you offer me salted caramel or a pile of gold doubloons, I'm going to think about it. Like, I'm just saying, I love caramel stuff. Salted caramel is one of my all-time favorite ice cream flavors. That's where I'm going.
But I tend to agree with you. However, I will say it's a close game. White chocolate raspberry covers the spread. Whatever the spread was in this game.
All right. So we just got right through it.
Yeah, we got right through it. That's it. 6-seed sherbet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or sherbet, however you like to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Up against the 11 seed, this is the all-fruity battle.
Mm.
Peach. Now, we had...
Peach crisp.
Peach crisp.
Yes.
This is just straight peach.
That's
no crumblies.
The UDF version of that is Jeff Brantley's favorite ice cream flavor.
Peach?
I feel like every time Jeff Brantley's calling Reds games, like, oh man, that peach at UDF.
Here's
oh,
the my. 1-2 pitch. Peach.
He loves that, man. He talks about it every year. I'm going to go, though, with, what was the other one?
Sherbet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Battle of Fruities.
I do like the sherbet more myself, but I'm open to hearing from other people on that, because either one of these.
Me.
Okay, all right. Triple H, where are you on a sherbet versus a peach?
Or a peach.
Peach.
All okay. day for me.
All I'll right. go with peach. Peach is fine.
It's done. It's been settled.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
3-seed, Neapolitan. So it's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Up against the 14-seed, toffee chocolate chip.
Now, so that would be like a Heath bar ice cream,
yeah.
basically, is kind of what that is if you've had that version of it. Or like, yeah, I have no use for Neapolitan ice cream.
No use, huh?
No use.
I mean, they're a 3-seed.
No use for them. I don't, pick one. It's like, hey, what would you like?
But they don't want you to pick one. They're giving you a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I know, but
if you have a problem choosing between three of the most popular flavors, well, it's right there for you in one bowl.
Problem? Who's having a problem choosing?
I'm just saying.
They're delicious. They're all delicious, but throw them all together, it's just a little weird. That's all I'm saying. I'm more likely to go with the toffee myself.
All right, I'm a Neapolitan guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't decide? You sit there and go, I don't know what I want?
But I like to mix them all together.
Okay.
It's a delicious combination.
Sure, I guess.
I didn't know this was going to upset you so much.
Not a fan of Neapolitan.
Well, let's leave it up to the people.
Yeah, that's fine. I will.
And Bone 971.
Triple H, how are you on a Neapolitan ice cream? Are you a fan?
I haven't had it, to be honest, but which...
Never
what
had
is
it?
What is it in between?
It's chocolate, strawberry, vanilla.
But what is the matchup? I'm sorry.
Oh, the toffee.
Toffee chocolate chip.
I'll give the Neapolitan a spin then. If it's between those two, yeah.
He's never tried it, but he's going to try it.
Wow.
Look at this guy over here.
We've already got some people. Sam just said, I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought that these seedings were whack. Also, how in the world does s'mores beat strawberry cheesecake? Answer me. Well, the people spoke, Sam. I don't know what to tell you. That's how. Yeah. Well, we're going to find out with Neapolitan.
This is the most we upset people all season.
I think I've upset a lot of people with the Neapolitan comment, but right. I would like to know, do a lot of people like Neapolitan ice
against
cream?
Against toffee chocolate chip.
I'm always wondering who's buying that.
At Man and Bone 971.
Never me.
I hate it. Man.
Yeah.
I didn't think we had this type of vitriol from you.
Oh, I hate Neapolitan ice cream.
Wow.
So gross.
Man.
What's the point of it?
All right,
just
more
pick
of this.
What you want.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Heavy slowdowns on the roads right now. Route 315 northbound between Hard Road and Highview Drive. There is an accident in that area. Expect lane closures as they work to get things clear. You'll also find an accident as cleared from the east side of I-70 eastbound after Hamilton Road. All lanes have reopened. This traffic report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Reset your rest at Mattress Firm's Big Spring Sale. Shop top brands today and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select purchases. Time to score big savings on your dream bed. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Hey.
Hey.
It's day one. It's all first round matchups. Yeah, we had all the good stuff this past weekend, but now...
Now
this is
the real
main
tournament.
Event. Yep. 64 ice cream flavors battling for supremacy. When last we left you, it was a tough battle between the 3-seed Neapolitan up against the 14-seed toffee chocolate chip. Now, we've had some upsets.
Oh, we have.
But this would be the biggest upset if the 14 knocks off the 3.
Well, and I got to tell you, you know, you watch some games and you see them on the tournament schedule and you're like, well, that's going to be an easy win for so-and-so. And then you find out the game's really a game. This one is a game, Mike. We might have to take this
well, you
particular
were
battle.
Neapolitan.
I'm not a big fan, but I understand.
Enjoy it.
But I understand other people. Let me tell you, the amount of vitriol and anger going both ways on this one.
It's to America's bone.
Yes, people who like Neapolitan ice cream, people who absolutely detest it. I'll start you off here with John. John says, toffee chocolate chip by 20. Severely underseeded toffee chocolate chip. Shouldn't even be a contest. This is clearly the winner. Next up, Jordan Speed says, Neapolitan ice cream is the worst. My parents always bought it and everyone ate the chocolate and the vanilla and just left the strawberry. Just buy one flavor.
May I make an analogy here?
Okay.
Neapolitan ice cream is not going to wow you like a toffee chocolate chip, which is one of these teams just shoots 57 threes.
That makes me want to change my mind, what you just said.
Well, hold on a second. But I'm saying Virginia won the national championship playing solid defense and playing basketball. That, to me, is Neapolitan.
Okay. Solid defense,
right,
playing basketball.
It's not going to wow you.
Right.
But more often than not, you have a bowl of Neapolitan. You're like, you know what? I got 3 flavors in one. That was pretty damn solid.
Okay. Well, Jerry Jones is my dad just tweeted and said, Bone can go to jail. Neapolitan is the clear winner.
Clear winner.
Clear winner.
Two Americas, baby.
Yep. Shep Sports Burner says, here's why I don't like Neapolitan ice cream. Chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla are great flavors on their own, but for some reason, they use the lowest quality of each flavor when making Neapolitan. That's what I feel.
Well, you know what? That's not bad.
I feel like they are all just like, we don't really know how to make any of these. That's not a bad argument right there. Yeah, it's because it's like, well, we gave you 3 of them, and it's like, yeah, but you didn't give me any good ones. You gave me a mixed bag.
That's pretty solid, Bone.
He said, I'm in on toffee chocolate chip all day. Then you've got Chris, another great one here. Chris says, Neapolitan is like a team trying to run 3 different offenses and they're all underwhelming.
How do I know this is a real representation? You're not just stacking
the deck. I'm reading them in the order here. I'm trying to find a few more that have the other way. Mickey, Neapolitan is underseeded and the winner. Let's see. Neapolitan, Adam, how do you not love the flavor combo of chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry? Matt, just buy vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry separately and put it in your chest freezer. Neapolitan is bunk. Bunk?
So what's the consensus, though?
There's none!
But we have to pick a winner.
I know we do.
Somebody has to win.
Well, I feel like you found the logic of the Neapolitan haters to be more logical than I have found of the Neapolitan lovers. Because Neapolitan lovers are like, it's good! And everyone is like, it's good unless you wanted like quality ice cream.
All right, okay.
So I think we got to acknowledge that. Ralph says, Neapolitan ice cream, hashtag GTH, hashtag by Felicia. I like by Felicia. I'm glad we brought that back.
By Felicia?
Yeah, by Felicia. That was a thing from a few years ago. It was like, by Felicia, like, just, I don't care, leave.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was an internet meme.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. All right, it's over. Biggest upset of the tournament so far. The 14 seed toffee chocolate chip beats Neapolitan.
That's right.
You're pumping your fist in the air. You're very excited
now
about
Kevin
this.
Said, now this is one that was a pro-Neapolitan vote.
We decided the game's over!
That's fine, but hold on. He has another thing, and I just want to make sure I'm not being inconsistent. Because you know we value consistency on this show.
I do.
Kevin's, well, I do too!
No, you don't.
You don't value talking on the microphone, apparently. That's what you don't value.
Sorry, somebody's working on these brackets over here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, somebody's got to fill in the brackets.
I'm sorry. That's too tough. I didn't want to stress you. Kevin said, I need to call out Bone for the hypocrisy given that he likes sherbet, and that's just a mesh of a bunch of different flavors. Is that what sherbet is? I have no idea what sherbet is.
Yeah, sherbet's like a mix.
Is it?
What do you mean you don't know what sherbet is?
I mean, I know what it tastes like, but I never sat there and was like, I'm getting mango and no, I don't know what I'm getting. I'm getting sherbet flavored. If I ate a fruit that tasted like that, I'd be like, oh, this is what sherbet is.
I'm just saying there's no fruit at the grocery store. You just, hey, what are you eating? I'm eating sherbet. It's a mix of a bunch of fruits.
Well, that's my point, is I don't have any distinctive flavor that I pull out of there and go, I see where this comes from. I mean, it's citrusy, but
you know
that's
what
all I get
weekend?
Out of it.
Because they had them at the store and I was curious.
What's that?
A gooseberry. I bought a gooseberry.
What is that? What do you mean?
It's like a little.
How big? Is it a berry?
Yeah, it's like a berry, like a cranberry shape.
Okay.
And so I bought some.
Delicious.
Kind of tastes like a kiwi and a nectarine had sex.
Oh.
It's not bad.
How could that be bad?
It's a tart little nugget.
Tart little number.
Got a golden gooseberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had elderberry before?
Yeah, because I live with the Civil War general that believes that any illness can be cured with whiskey and elderberry.
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 Yeah.
This is what she does all the time. It's like, hey, you want to take some medicine? I am taking medicine. Whiskey and elderberry.
Rub some lavender on your face and then eat your elderberry and you'll be good.
Are you ready to move on?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let's do that.
All right.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Seven seed banana.
Banana. Okay.
Up against the 10 seed snickerdoodle. Again, these are ice cream flavors.
Listen,
banana. Or snickerdoodle.
I don't mean to drive the bus on all this, and that's fine if I'm outvoted here. I really don't like banana flavoring. I really don't like bananas in general. I mean, please understand that I can tolerate them and eat them. I'm not a child. Actually, children love bananas. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
My point is, I don't prefer bananas really over anything. I love a snickerdoodle. I would murder for snickerdoodles.
Murder for snickerdoodles. That's a bumper sticker.
Yep, murder for snickerdoodles.
All right, see, I like banana. I have a problem with banana like you do, but there's chunks of snickerdoodle in snickerdoodle ice cream. So
that feels
that is
like
a clear winner to me.
Yeah, snickerdoodle's going.
That is the 10 seed beating the 7 seed. Last matchup in this bracket, in this region, the 2 seed cookies and cream. It's going to be tough to take out that 2 seed. Cookies and cream up against the 15 seed bubble gum.
Sorry.
Unless you're 3.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I assume it's cookies and cream.
Why are you putting bubble gum in ice cream anyway? What's happening
it is,
there?
It is a flavor.
That's fine. It can be bubble gum flavored ice cream. It sucks.
Now, what was that thing from the ice cream man with the bubble gum nose?
Oh.
Remember it was the ice cream bar
like
with the bubble gum nose?
An ice cream, yeah, an
what
ice cream
it?
Face.
Was it a clowny?
Yeah, I feel like it was a clown. Does that seem right to you, Triple H?
There's like a SpongeBob one, I think.
Oh, yeah, SpongeBob. They made
SpongeBob
one of those.
When I was a kid. They have gumball eyeballs going. It's always creepy looking, but it's good. Possible.
You don't hit up an ice cream truck now? Is it a grown man?
No, try not to.
Oh, well, that's too bad for
we
you.
We don't have them to come through our neighborhood.
Really? Wow. Jeez. Well, it's hard to get through the gate. You know, you got to reserve, got to get someone to let you in. I know it's tough. Is that how that works?
You bastard.
In the normal neighborhoods where people drive through.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Are you ready to move on?
Sure.
This is our final first round matchups here.
Okay.
Final region. Number 1 seed, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, this is. Go ahead and read
the final
whatever.
Number 1 seed.
Read whatever loser's going to lose to them.
Number 16 seed. Now, this is an ice cream flavor. Basil.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Some people
is
enjoy.
It a flavor?
I don't know.
Who are you?
I'm saying this is one of the obscure flavors, but it is a flavor. Basil.
Let me tell you. The Jenny's people are out of control. If that's a Jenny's flavor.
It's not a Jenny's flavor. I'm sure they've had it.
All right.
Jenny's had a goat cheese one that I didn't put on here.
Why?
I don't
not
know
everything
why.
Has to be ice cream, Jenny.
Oh, I'm sure it's magical.
No, not everything deserves
it's
to
magical.
Be ice creamed. Some things have to be left alone.
Oh,
and basil, it's not.
Me.
I know that's not Jenny's, so I'm sorry for putting you
I'm
in
sure
that.
I had it at some point.
Basil should not be ice cream.
All right,
sorry.
Cookie dough wins. The 8th seed, eggnog.
Okay.
Up against the 9 seed, chocolate brownie.
Oh. I love chocolate brownie.
Eggnog
chewy,
is good. I enjoy
especially
it.
Especially when you get the brownie. It's all frozen, and then it becomes like a chewy brownie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Chocolate brownie.
By the way, Abby, who is our gal, listens all the time. She tweeted
is
us
this
and
Abby
said,
or Dr. Abby?
No, this is Abby.
This is
no
stupid
doctor.
Abby. This is not, I can operate on people,
no,
Abby.
Don't you dare say it's stupid. It's Abby who loves the Bengals.
Well, I'm just saying we have to differentiate between Abby
and Dr. Abby's
one,
not stupid.
Well, we don't know, but one has a stethoscope and one is the other one.
One has a, what is it called again?
Stethoscope.
Yeah. All right. Stethoscope.
I want to kiss you.
Got it. You're drinking a little bit today.
Stethoscope.
Yeah.
I had some rum raisin ice cream.
Non-medical degree Abby
could
says.
Be a, could be a PhD too.
PhD.
We don't
right,
know if
whatever.
She's a medical doctor.
Right. That's fair. I didn't get if it was an MD or a PhD. Fair enough. Regular old Abby,
regular
our gal, says, I may have missed it, but do you guys know that this is free cone day at Dairy Queen?
No, I didn't know.
That's just serendipity is what that is. Well, guess I got to hit that up too. Mike Todd, get ready. I'll be over to see you.
Yeah, no kidding. Where's my ice cream today, Todd?
Well, did we specifically tell him?
I'm just saying, what's he doing? Jackets are away.
He's not getting ready for anything.
He's running a Dairy Queen.
I know. But get your priorities straight, Mike.
Get your priorities straight.
Oh. Drop off some ice cream here.
Stop
National
it.
Cone Day. Stop it. Give him us anything.
Well, he's busy making cones because everybody's
chocolate
driving
brownie
through
wins,
over there.
Right?
Yeah, chocolate
nine
brownie.
Seed beats the
chocolate
eight.
Brownie. I'm
all
sorry.
Right,
are we
up.
In a hurry?
Yes.
I was told we got to make this last.
Well, the first round's got to be done today.
Oh, okay. Oh,
gotta
now
get
we
the first round done. I don't know what that
gotta
is.
Gotta get that in before yikes. Oh, wait, we don't have yikes today. We got time.
But I wanted to do, next segment,
all right,
a
what do you
comprehensive
want to do?
Look at some sort of sports topic.
Oh, good. Which topic we want to dive into?
I don't know, but you do have another Valley Ford commercial.
I do. We'll dive
I
into that.
I want to get in the way of that.
We'll dive into that.
Hey,
yep.
I bought two cars this weekend.
No, not this weekend. Last weekend. That's right.
I'm T-Bone. When I'm not running, I'm buying cars.
Yeah, running 4 miles, buying cars. I can't run in your neighborhood because the gate won't let me in. But that's fine.
What have we become now? By the way, Timmy went home today and changed his shoes.
Timmy had a Taylor Swift outfit change in the middle of the day.
He changed his kicks.
He came back in and it wasn't into like, well, I had on some Reebok trainers and now I'm wearing some Nike like basketball shoes. He went from one LeBron shoe.
He's obsessed.
To another LeBron
He's
shoe.
He's changing during
Different
the day.
Colorway.
He's going home to change colors.
Yes. I mean, must be nice. Jeez. All
I right. think we all make too much money is the theme of this.
No. Well, speak for yourself. I just want to make sure if the techno overlords are listening, don't send me a sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, they're listening.
Send me a check.
The NCAA is again looking to the government for help. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
You can just kick some of that cash my way if you want. Watch out for an accident blocking the right side of the east side of I-70 eastbound at Hamilton Road. Please be cautious as cars begin to slow in that area. And the north outer belt to 270 eastbound at US 33, an accident blocking the right side there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, Caden Whitworth, Laborers Local 894 Akron. Caden is a first-year apprentice working at Bodie Contracting. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
It's never been truer. Because today we have started ice cream madness. 64 ice cream flavors fighting to the death. Now, T-Bone's going to sell you a truck.
That's right, Mike. Because Valley Ford of Columbus, a lot of people don't know this. I talk a lot about my Mustang that I got there. We had a great experience purchasing from Valley Ford of Columbus. ValleyFordOfColumbus.com to see their selection. 70 and Hilliard Rome Road. Easy to get to right there off the freeway. But what you may not know is that they are the best place in Columbus to go buy a brand new Ford F-150. They have a great selection of them. They have new 2023 F-150s. They even have some new 2022s left over from last year that are sitting there. No, not nude. New, but they are there for you, and they have a great selection. And they have the buying power to find the cars that you need, find the truck that you need. They take a lot of vehicles in on trade. They do a lot of business over there, so they've always got inventory coming onto the lot. Brand new, pre-owned, whatever you're looking for, your place to buy your next F-150 is Valley Ford of Columbus. Check it out online, see the selection, valleyfordofcolumbus.com.
Before we get to more ice cream, the NCAA is trying again to get the government to help when it comes to a nationwide name, image, and likeness sort of, how do you want to say it, regulation?
They want... Basically, the NCAA's position, Charlie Baker's the current president, the new NCAA president.
When did he start?
I think just at the start of the year, because I think, if I remember correctly, his term ended as governor of Massachusetts, one of the states.
I forgot he was a
one
governor.
One of the New England states.
Yeah.
And when his term ended, then that's when Emmert stepped down and he took over. So maybe like February?
Okay.
It might just have been the last month or two. Anyway, Charlie Baker met with at least five U.S. senators from both sides of the aisle over the last couple of weeks to just start working out what their framework might look like for name, image, and likeness regulations from Congress. This is all according to Sports Illustrated. Now, what I found interesting, they named some of the senators. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, another Democrat from Connecticut, Jerry Moran, Republican from Kansas, and Tommy Tuberville, because of course they did, Republican from Alabama and former Auburn head coach.
He would know about such things.
Sure. Then there were other people he met with, too. The point is, apparently, some of the different quotes that came out of this, one of the aides who worked with... Marsha Blackburn's office. They had described the meeting with Baker as productive, and she urged Baker to, quote, clean up the shop at the NCAA and focus on action rather than setting up more committees. And also mentioned that he brought a different perspective than Emmert. I think that there's a chance they actually get something done with the new president and Congress. Because I feel like when Mark Emmert would go to Congress and say, can you help fix our mess, please? They would say, well, that's not our problem, dummy. You were the one asleep at the wheel. You were the one who did nothing about this. You are now asking us to fix your mess that you made. When Charlie Baker comes in as the new president of the NCAA, he's coming in saying, yes, I took this job. I knew what it was. But here, after I've looked at it, are the issues I see. I have been in your position.
Right. He's also one of them.
As a, you know, governor, but, you know, someone working in high level politics.
An elected official that knows how to, you know, talk to both sides of the aisle and get things done.
But he can also look at that and say, I didn't make this mess.
Right.
So I'm now coming to you asking for guidance, not as someone who broke the thing, someone like you who's looking at it going, well, it is broken. We should try to fix it. So I think that little bit of difference matters for these high level politicians. So maybe something will get done with this. I guess the benefit to that would be, you won't have Texas having one set of laws, Ohio having a different set of laws, Florida having a third set of laws, Kentucky having a fourth set, and on and on and on. It would be good if everyone kind of had the same rules and regs to work under if that does, in fact, occur.
Ice cream madness. Just a few more first-round matchups left to go. Then we'll be moving on to the second round. Number 5, pistachio.
All right. Full disclosure, never had a pistachio ice cream.
Well, I don't think you're going to have either one of these.
Okay.
5 pistachio or 12 seed toasted almond.
I have not had either of
those.
Well, again,
this is the beauty of it. Which one sounds better to you? I have a cone of each right in front of me.
I like the pistachio. I like pistachio flavored things. I've had pistachio nuts, obviously. Mm-hmm. I would go with pistachio flavored ice cream. I'd probably do that.
It is green. It is studded with pistachios. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Some of them have chocolate chips in it.
I would prefer that. I would like some chocolate in there. Triple H, what would you prefer?
You feel strongly about this, pistachio or toasted almond?
I like it. Almonds. Yeah, I'm a big almonds guy.
I do like an almond flavor.
The almond cookies that you've made too. I've had those and I've really enjoyed an almond cake. I think is always good. That's tough.
Anytime somebody says this is delicious, what's in it? The answer usually is almond flavoring, almond extract, something.
Yeah, like when I had pork shoulder the other day, they were like, it's actually almond flavored.
It's almond flavored pork.
That's right.
So what does the toasted part add to it?
A little bit of a smokiness, I would guess, right?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you're the one who's had it.
I'm never curious. So that's why I'd take it.
I don't know. I mean, I wish we could actually eat these right now.
I know.
We
should be having a taste test.
We should have people next to us just handing us these flavors. We consume them.
My curiosity would be for pistachio. You would say pistachio is...
I've had pistachio.
Which one do you care?
I have not had toasted almond.
Okay. No. Let's go with pistachio then. No offense, Triple H. I think we're going to go with pistachio on that.
All right. Pistachio is the winner. This maybe is the toughest matchup of the entire first round.
All right.
And it's a 4-13. We had another tough 4-13 with, what was the other one? It was toffee chocolate chip.
And Neapolitan.
The 14 seed beat the number 3. Could this happen again here? I love both of these flavors. The 4 seed is Chubby Hubby from Ben and Jerry's.
What is in the Chubby Hubby?
Is like a malt-flavored ice cream with chunks of peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Chunks of fudge, like gooey fudge.
Sounds great.
And chocolate-covered pretzels.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
Okay, Chubby Hubby.
Is going up against the 13 seed... Buckeye.
Oh, man. Right, with peanut butter and
chocolate balls.
Man.
I mean, both are peanut buttery delicious.
Here's the thing. If your test is, if this is sitting there in a dish or in a cone, and I've got one of each. Which one do I want to try? Which one do I want to have? I have had much more experience with the butter, or with the Buckeye ice cream. But I would want to try the Chubby Hubby. That sounds way more delicious.
I've had both of these. I love both of these. But Chubby Hubby to me is an all-time favorite. You get that salty pretzel.
Yeah, that pretzel part of it is just like a Reese's Take 5 right there in ice cream. How could it be bad? You know what? My vote is going to be for Chubby Hubby. That's what I'd do.
Right. Yeah. I thought that would take a little bit more.
And also Chuba Hubbard is also a big vote of mine. Let's go.
Sam Hubbard.
Yeah, not the same guy. Different guy.
Can we go a little bit more? I went to grade school with a guy named Brian Hubbard.
The Hubbard Telescope. Nope, that's not it.
Hubble. That's not it.
Hubble is what that is. It's got to be another Hubbard. Mother Hubbard and her cupboard. Mm. Yeah. Yep. Top that.
Mother Goose.
No. Now you've switched over to Mother.
No, I'm keeping with the
theme. I got a mother for you. I'll call you Mother something. Watch out. Big Mother Trucker.
Now what can I get that starts with an F?
Fudge. And no. We're back to ice cream. Fudge, right. Fudge Ripple? Does that make it on the list?
No.
Oh, boy.
There's no Fudge Ripple here. Well. Next up, the sixth seed. Now, to me, I put this as a six because I know a lot of you are probably not familiar with it. But this could be my all-time favorite in this tournament.
Really?
The sixth seed. Chocolate Peanut Butter Brownie. From Handles.
All right, I've not had. I take that back. I have had that. It's amazing.
Chocolate peanut butter.
It's chocolate
brownie.
And peanut butter and brownie bits in it.
Chocolate ice cream, chunks of brownie, chunks of peanut butter.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
Okay, what's going up against?
Up against the 11 seed pumpkin.
Oh well, that's going to be an early and easy vote for me. Sorry, pumpkin.
I mean, I do like pumpkin.
Get out of here. We don't. Who? That's fine. You can like pumpkin all you want. You're putting that over. That?
No.
No, of course not.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah. Pumpkin ice cream can go to hell.
All right, we just have three matchups left in the first round. They will be decided next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. A couple of accidents on the roads right now. Route 315 northbound between Hard Road and Highview Drive. An accident in that area. Expect some lane closures as they work to get things clear. You'll also find the east side of I-70 eastbound at Hamilton Road. A crash blocking the right side. Please be careful over there. This traffic report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Reset your rest at Mattress Firm's Big Spring Sale. Shop top brands today and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select purchases. Time to score big savings on your dream bed. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man is kneading his dough. Take that for what it's worth. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Today is the start of Ice Cream Madness. 64 teams fighting to the death. Also, I'm going to tell you about Bath R Us. Right?
Yeah.
I think
so. Sounds like a good idea.
Hey, Bath R Us. If you're in need of bathroom renovation, if you're looking at that tub or shower and you say, man, this is disgusting. I don't want to rip this thing out myself. Nope. I want it done in just a couple days. I want easy peasy. Maybe you murdered someone in the tub and the stains are all over the place.
Well, let's hope not.
At Bath R Us, they have a slogan, don't ask, don't tell. They won't say anything if they see just, you know, murder stains in the tub.
I don't know if that's their slogan, but sure. You work with them. You would know.
I mean, they're not going to help you carry out the body.
Right. But they will carry out the old tub, though. Is that what I'm getting?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They're very discreet.
Okay.
At Bath R Us. They have all sorts of specials going on now. Free consultation, $1,000 off, everything. I want you to do me a favor. Don't take my word for it. Go to Google, type in Bath R Us, check out the reviews. They're very good. And I want you to call for your free consultation, because what else do you have to lose? Right?
Right.
What's the phone number, Bone?
It's,
No, hold on.
No, I don't know.
I have it here.
One.
No, no, no.
No.
Nope. Stop. Let me look it up.
900.
No.
No.
1-900. It's 614.
Oh, there we go.
665 5036. 614-665-5036. Or just go to BathRUs.com and upgrade to the bath of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish the first round.
Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da.
Just three more matchups left. The three seed, Cherry Garcia. This is a Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Ben and Jerry's flavor, yeah.
Any sort of, you know, chocolate cherry.
Yeah,
You understand the
right,
gist.
I do, yes.
Up against the 14 seed, this is a seasonal flavor that I enjoy very much from Grater's called blueberry pie.
Ooh. I've never had a blueberry pie ice cream there.
With little chunks of pie crust in
what
it.
What could be bad about that? These are...
I didn't even touch that.
These are...
How did that play?
Something else touched, I got to tell you. I would say that the blueberry flavor sounds delicious, but the Cherry Garcia has probably been the more...
Cherry and chocolate.
Solid combo over the years, yeah.
So we're
Cherry Garcia. Let's go Cherry Garcia.
Unison.
Univision. We are in Univision.
I'm a eunuch.
Oh, good.
Cherry Garcia moves on.
Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da.
This one's going to be tough for you, because while it's not caramel, it is caramel-esque.
You keep saying that, like, butter pecan doesn't actually have caramel in it when you brought that up earlier, right?
But it has a caramel type of flavor to it.
You mean it's a little bit more depth to the sweetness? It's not as...
Yeah, okay.
But it's still... Caramel flavor is caramel flavor. So what is this flavor?
Butterscotch.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
do you like
all right,
butterscotch?
Yeah, I like butterscotch.
Butterscotch?
What was that?
It's an old person.
Oh. You want a butterscotch?
Butterscotch.
Oh, like, is that a Werther's? Is that what
butterscotch.
That's butterscotch flavor. Yeah, of course.
All right, butterscotch is the 7 seed, or the 10 seed, key lime.
Well.
I know.
Well.
You enjoy the key lime?
You listen to me. There's no comparison between key lime and anything that is not caramel. So even though butterscotch is caramel adjacent.
It's adjacent to caramel.
It's adjacent to caramel. Right. Like Indianapolis to Carmel. No, I'm going to go with key lime on
key
that
lime,
one.
No discussion.
Not for me. If you want to argue, go right ahead and argue.
I do enjoy butterscotch. But
well, you said
I'm not going to take this.
You said it like someone
you.
Who doesn't really enjoy it. You're like,
no,
really
I'm not going to. I enjoy a key lime. It's very refreshing.
Of course you do, because it's key lime.
Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da. All right. Key lime moves on.
Yeah.
Last matchup in the first round. I don't think we're going to have a problem with this one.
Okay.
The 2 seed, mint chocolate chip.
Yep, that's a solid one.
Mint
also had some of that over the weekend.
Chocolate chip. The 15 seed,
pubes.
No? Lavender.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know where to... I read the wrong bracket. That's a different bracket that I have. My bad. A
little stringy on the pubes. They test marketed that over at Jenny's. Meh. Bah. They're workshopping it.
Called it Magical Garden.
Yep. All right. It's a new flavor, DNA.
I'm gonna go with mint chocolate there, buddy.
Mint chocolate?
That's what I'm gonna have.
No lavender?
No lavender.
You don't want any potpourri in your mouth?
No. No.
It's a new flavor from Jenny's, goat cheese potpourri with a side of pubes.
No, thanks. They did that before, I think.
Well, it's got him in trouble.
No, that was Listeria.
They had Listeria.
That's what that was called. That was a different flavor. You're right. That was a long time ago.
All right.
Many safety precautions.
All the first round matchups are done, Bone. We're down to 32.
Yeah,
and
that's
32
great.
32 will start tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Don't let me throw this sheet out because I have no backup.
Well,
if I throw that sheet out, we're done.
You've also just described our careers. No backup. This is it. This is all. Yeah.
Crew lose to the Red Bulls over the weekend.
Which, by the way, like, you can abbreviate New York Red Bulls as NYRB. I don't know why we haven't been calling them the New York Roast Beefs or
Go
the
ahead.
Arby's. The Arby's. They played the Arby's over the weekend and lost 2-1. Now, that's bad because defensively this team, woof. They traded away the captain, Jonathan Mensah, 2 weeks before the season. They said he wouldn't fit in with what they wanted to do back in the back three, which is really sometimes like a back five. Whatever, that's fine. Problem is, some of the young guys are playing not quite there yet with MLS-level defending. So you had a couple miscues against this Red Bulls team. It's, you know, not been scoring a lot of goals. Suddenly they scored 2 on your defense. Not great. The positive I'm going to take away from this game, though, Mike, my guy, Alexander Mattan, I had a bunch of people tweeting me Saturday night thanking me for hooking them up with a little bit of cash. Because I told you on Degenerate T-Bone, Alex Mattan's going to score in this game.
And
who only scored 1 goal? It was scored by Alex Mattan. You're welcome. Just saying. Don't listen to me for everything, but some crew stuff, I might know a thing or two about a thing or two.
How'd Cooch do?
Didn't play.
Cucho Hernandez update.
Oh, sorry.
What's his problem?
He stayed at home.
Why?
Because he had a little knee soreness. But they're saying it's not a big deal.
Come on, Cooch.
They say it's not a big deal. They just didn't bring him on this away trip against an Eastern Conference foe early in the season. So don't read anything into it. Probably fine. When I'm saying that in August, it's like, guys, he'll be back any minute now. Just you wait. I hope that's not the case. I hope I'm wrong.
Saturday ratings for LIV Golf on the CW.
Yes.
So last time they were on the CW, their Saturday number was a 0.2.
Mm-hmm. Remember, they're paying to be on, not like most entities where they would
pay. Yes, this is Ron Popeil.
Yeah.
It's like Pocket Fisherman, Rotisserie Chicken Maker, and LIV Golf. This is paid programming.
Yeah.
So last time, their Saturday number was a 0.2, and that is poo.
Poo.
Well, this past Saturday, that number has changed.
Okay.
Their Saturday number in the top 33 markets in the country was a 0.15, so it went down.
Oh, no.
Now, I did tune in to some of the coverage to see what was going on.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was our local CW that was having just some problems and making it look bad. Kind of looked like it was filmed on like a handy cam.
Would that surprise you?
You know, you tune into like the Apple video.
Oh, it's in 4K. It's beautiful.
It's crisp. It's
clean.
Yeah,
it looks great.
I don't know if it's because it's the same network that brings you The Flash.
Well, they should have money.
I don't know. I don't know. But I tuned in to see some aces. Because everybody knows the Aces.
Oh, I didn't know what you were saying.
At first, that is a team name in LIV.
I thought you were saying, watch your ace.
No.
Kicked him in his ace.
No, like I just laid down an ace and now I win.
Yeah. Ace of spades, Motorhead. I got you.
And I was not
ready to go.
I was not impressed with the broadcast.
No, well, go figure.
I was not impressed with the golf, but I was not impressed with the presentation.
Were you impressed by the thumpity thump music that they played?
They didn't have any.
17 when I was, oh, really?
Yeah, when I was banging.
I thought that was... Were you banging while you were watching LIV Golf?
That phrase has taken on a life of its own.
I was banging.
It used to mean back in the day.
Back in the day,
now
back when I was banging.
Now it's all the time.
Yeah, I'm still banging. Uh-huh. We're all banging.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for a serious accident still causing some heavy backups on Route 315 northbound between Hard Road and Highview Drive. Still working to get this clear out of the roadway. And an accident on I-70 downtown split eastbound at Livingston Avenue blocking the right side. Traffic is slow there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Stop going it alone for recruiting and staffing. Choose a local expert. Hiring is about getting to know people, not algorithms. So let the team at Express Employment Professionals hire for you. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the office near you. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of Buckeye Roundtable. He's on his second pair of kicks today. Timmy Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Timmy.
Oh, nice. You guys.
Went home for a wardrobe change. Had one LeBron on, went home and put on another LeBron.
Yeah, they had arrived.
Must be nice.
I said, why not? Let's crack them open. Let's walk down to
these
the schoolhouse.
These are very colorful now. Is this your new look? Color shoes guy.
So I like these colors a lot. They're a white shoe with then some... not quite Carolina blue trim, more like a light blue trim.
It's like a tiny bit of blue in there, but it's not the dominant color.
No, and then
White's the dominant color.
With
a splash of orange, blue, and lime green.
The lime green I really like.
Yeah.
And there's a little, is there pink on that? A little pink?
Yeah. Tiny bit of pink.
The Nike swoosh is a pink. Yeah.
I'll have to tweet out a photo.
They're good. I like them.
He does not approve.
No, he does not.
But you know what? I don't have to approve.
That's right.
I just was wondering if this is your new look.
I don't know if it's my new look, but I hadn't purchased basketball shoes. We talked about this. I didn't have a nice pair of basketball shoes for like the last 10 years.
But now you're getting a new one every week.
They're my second pair. Yes. All right. I bought two pairs of LeBrons.
You know what?
Sue me.
Don't worry about him.
What are you worried about me for? Yeah. I'm just asking simple questions. Remember, why are you getting so defensive?
This is the guy, when he found a pair of shoes he liked, he bought like 10 pair of them in a row until he wore them all out. Yeah, and now he's mad they stopped making them.
I'm not saying you have to be like me.
That's right.
Don't get so defensive. I'm just asking questions.
What do you got on,
by the way? Have I been judgmental this entire conversation? Or am I just stating facts?
You're stating facts.
All right. So what's the problem?
Nothing.
I'm asking questions.
I will wear what I wear and I'll go to bed and sleep well.
But listen, what do you got on? He's a big boy. He's fine. He can wear whatever shoes he wants.
What are your shoes? Because I thought I noticed that you did not have a pair of Nikes on last week.
No, I can't wear the Nikes. They've done something to their formula.
So did you find something
that
you liked?
The wide foot's not wide enough anymore. I've been going back and forth from different brands with different brands trying to find a fit.
What'd you find?
That I'm in love with.
You're like a running shoe guy, right? You like a low top running shoe.
Yes, I don't like anything that's more than a low top because then my ankles hurt.
Interesting.
Like the basketball shoes that you have on, if I got something rubbing against my ankles like that, I need an exposed ankle.
Yeah, you need your ankles in the nude.
Yes.
They need to be open.
I get that, but that's why I've been impressed with these shoes. These ones, I'm in my first 3 hours of wearing these, and they feel good. They do. Like, I don't feel anything on the back of my, like, Achilles.
Yeah, but you have a normal foot, though, right? Or do you have a wide foot?
It's a little bit wide.
Do you buy the wide shoe?
No, I don't.
Well, that's not wide.
It's not a wide shoe. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, no, I'm telling you, like, my foot feels a little snug, a little tight in the shoes, so I have to separate the laces a lot. And I'm not, like, tying them super tight if I'm not, like, lacing them up to go play basketball. I'll just leave the laces kind of undone.
Bone has me wearing these Brooks shoes right now that he made me pay $140 for.
That's right. I held him down and said, buy these shoes. What do you think of them?
They're nice. I don't know if they're $140 nice.
Oh, go running in them and you'll find out. They're good.
But I'm not using them for that.
I know you're not. I know.
I'm using them for just fat ass comfort.
Well, I mentioned them because they're cushiony and they have a wide toe box.
No, they are very
cushiony.
That's what I wear them for. I don't know if I $140 like them.
That's a lot. I mean, you need a good shoe that's going
to
get you.
Usually I like to stay around $60.
Yeah, that's what.
$65.
These were on sale. These were less than $70. I felt like I had to do it.
You know what I heard was $140 complaining coming from $60 shoes. That's what I heard. So I just thought maybe we should go with $140 shoes so we wouldn't have the $140 complaints. That's what I thought. Maybe I was wrong.
It's not the $60 shoes. It's the new cut of the $60 shoes.
I know. They screwed you on
the cut. They screwed me on the cut.
I know.
I was a Nike guy. I wore the same shoes for 10 years.
Yeah.
Then they changed the formula.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What if you were the only one still buying those shoes?
I couldn't have been, because you go 5-star reviews. Everybody, oh, wonderful shoes. Then Nike decided, let's screw all those people.
That's right. Well, you know, I will say this, though. What bugs me about shoe companies is when they say every year we got to do a new one, which I get for like Jordans or LeBrons or like shoes
not
that
just
are also
a regular running shoe.
Right, but I'm with him, though. If you have a classic, you like the Reebok Classics.
Yeah,
that's a popular thing. I assume I haven't done away with those. I don't know, maybe, 5 years, but I've owned the Reebok Classics
before. I'm saying
before.
Those, you got Brooks Ghosts that you purchased, and I don't know what one you got. I had the 14s. You might have the next one, because every year they put out a new one, and I'm just saying they change stuff every year.
We got to go.
The back page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone, you have 1 minute, my friend.
Bad news for Chicago Bulls guard Lonzo Ball. So if you haven't been following this, he's already had two knee surgeries. He was shut down for this season in February after undergoing a surgery back in September of 2022. Thought he could come back this year. Had some setbacks. Wasn't able to come back. They are now saying he will need another knee surgery on this left knee.
And this is all for like a torn meniscus, something that was supposed to be a 4 to 6 week injury or something.
He played in 2021-2022 for Chicago, averaging 13 points a game. Then had to get the small meniscus tear and bone bruise fixed back on January 14, 2022. He's had two knee surgeries since. This will be the third, and they're saying this is likely to cost him all of next season now. They're already basically saying, barring a miracle, he will not play next year.
Ouch.
That's not great.
Buckeye Roundtable is up next. We are back tomorrow. Tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Tomorrow.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Some delays to keep an eye out for. You'll find an accident still causing heavy backups on Route 315 northbound between Hard Road and Highview Drive. Still working to get this clear out of the roadway. Plan on some heavy delays. And an accident down the right side of I-70 downtown split eastbound at Livingston Avenue. Traffic is slow there as well. Plan about a five-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by eBay Motors. You do anything to keep your vehicle happy, let's make sure it starts running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, the right parts are just a click away. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
One Big Ten team and one Ohio team makes the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com and start making your bets today. Xavier will take on Texas, and the opening line is Texas as a 4-point favorite. Xavier plus 160 on the money line. And Michigan State is a 1-point favorite over Kansas State in the opening line in the Superbook Sports app. For your action update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of
just
course.
The tooth fairy. You don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
in
not
as a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is
of some
fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I get the my guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.